Barry, thank you very much for joining me this afternoon. That's Barry Cowan there, former Great Britain Davis Cup star, who's now a top TV tennis pundit. That's almost it from me. John Holmes.
Hello.
Has leapt in here.
Yes.
Thrust open the door.
Gazelle-like, I'm going to call
that. Yes. Raced around the studio. Mm. And then landed on that seat.
Yes, and just to hear you say sucker Murray mint, which I thought was very good timing.
Yes. Do you know...
Thank God you added the word mint on the end.
Sucker Murray mint. And, I quite like those Werther's originals.
Do you? Mm. Oh, you're going with the hard W, the Werther. Is it a Werther original or a Werther original?
Oh, I don't know. Why would I know? It's how you grow up. You say what one says these things.
You say tomato, I say Werther original.
Are these Werther originals?
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. And licorice. Oh, I do love a bit of licorice.
Do you?
That's why I like a sherbet fountain and not a sherbet dib dab. No point in a sherbet dib dab. And anyway, the lollipop, the stick gets all sticky and everything else is boring.
I used to throw the licorice away and just eat the sherbet.
Pointless.
No.
Terrible. Licorice don't tell me you used to eat a 99 ice cream and throw the
don't
chocolate
be ridiculous,
flake away.
Because it's chocolate, not licorice. I'm not a monster.
Not an idiot. Right, have you got anything on your show today? Or are you just going to make up just lots of stuff as normal?
Yes, mainly that, yeah. Yes. But we will be tackling the forthcoming woman prime minister issue quite head on.
Of course you will.
Naturally, because obviously it's the first time since...
Since the other one.
The other thing happened. So we'll be talking about that quite a lot, yeah, I think today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's Friday, so, you know, we've got live music, we've got a busker coming in that we'll have dragged in
we
off
love
the streets.
I like your buskers.
Yeah, they are very good.
Some of them are so terrible. I've got one that comes out near me and is just so terrible. He just hasn't got better.
What does he play?
The pans, steel pans.
Oh, steel pans. Yeah, oh, get his number, we'll get him in.
Oh, it's just desperate. It's just desperate. I even feel like going over and saying, look, I could actually clang a load of milk bottles together.
You should
and make
go and stand next
noise.
To him with the contents of your kitchen.
I should.
And just,
I?
You know, just show him up. Yeah. Mm. Get his number. We'll get him in. We'll give and you can come in as well. We'll have a sort of kitchen appliance pan busk off.
That is quite a good thought.
It's not a bad thought.
It's not a bad thought at all. I rather like that. Yes, is that it, though?
Well, there's other stuff as well. There's the news in haikus, of course, where we tackle the big stories.
The news in haikus, yes, of course.
Through the medium of Japanese poetry, which is, you know, what everyone wants. It just confuses people who come over here from TalkSport to go, oh, go over there, see what's going on.
I'm going to leave you, this is my present to you, this item about the wearing of trousers or shorts that show a person's pants can carry a fine of up to £460 from now on under a bylaw in South Carolina. I'm leaving that as a gift.
Thank you very much.
There we go.
Yeah.
So
I'll take that as a hint.
I don't know whether I think that trend is finally on the wane, because... At the moment, it's all about the terrible situation with jeans, which all appears to have rips in the knees. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, the fabric at the moment is just
The quality is very poor.
Yeah. The knees are just going left, right and centre. I noticed one the other day, mind you, where it's going all down the front of the legs.
Just I love the way you sort of walk around very observational of the world around you, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
It's not someone banging some pans. It's ripped jeans.
Exactly. And also, but I do feel that the pant... The jean hanging
around the
knees.
Are we talking about the man pant or the lazy pant?
The man pant. The jeans hanging down to the knees and the pant above the top. Yes. I think that's
It's when the pockets slip under the buttocks that I find it annoying.
We have to go, apparently.
All right, then. Fine. See you
later. News next.
Talk radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hit the road to Halfords and make sure your car is prepped for your next summer adventure. Pop in for a free on-the-spot car check and we'll check your battery, bulbs, engine oil, aircon and wiper blades. We'll even top up your screen wash for free. Plus, see all the summer scenery in style with Halfords windscreen chip repair service. We'll fix your chipped windscreen for just £25, giving you the freedom to start your summer journey with a clear view. Halfords, for life's journeys.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get treble the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in the Euro 2016 final. So if they score two, you win treble. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets, penalty shootouts excluded. Maximum stake £10, standard odds winnings paid in cash, enhanced price winnings paid in free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Ever wonder what your pets get up to when you're not at home?
Here's the thing, Chloe, you're a cat. And no offense, but people don't really love cats as much as us dogs.
Duke, I could really care less.
You check out like 80% of songs online, and they're about dogs. Oh, how much is that doggy in the window? And how about this classic? What if I stream a little bit of this? You're nothing but a hound dog. Oh, what is wrong with this internet?
Download to your heart's content. Switch to super reliable Sky broadband. Sky, believe in better. Sky network areas only. Check your speed at sky.com. Further terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is 1 o'clock, just gone. I'm John Holmes. Hello, it's Talk Radio. It's a Friday. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, snipers kill 5 police officers at a rally in the US, 2 dead at Tea in the Park, and the search for a lynx goes into a second day.
Talk Radio.
5 police officers have been killed and at least 6 injured after snipers opened fire in Dallas. It happened during a Black Lives Matter protest following the deaths of 2 African-American men who were shot dead by officers. 3 suspects are in custody and a 4th has reportedly been killed following a standoff. President Obama has condemned the attack.
I believe that I speak for every single American when I say that we are horrified over these events and that we stand united with the people and the police department in Dallas.
Hunter McBride's mother, Misty, is one of those who've been hurt and is expected to survive.
I was just happy that she was okay, that she can live on to tomorrow, and that I'm just glad that she's alive, really. I said, I love you, and that I'm glad you're here.
Police Scotland are investigating the deaths of a man and a woman at Tea in the Park Festival. They're not thought to be related and both are being treated as unexplained. Campers started arriving at Strathallan Castle yesterday for the 3-day event, which will be headlined by the Stone Roses tonight. Britain is reportedly set to lift the ban on women serving in ground combat roles in the military. The Prime Minister is understood to be preparing to make the announcement during the NATO summit, which opened in Poland yesterday. The last 2 weeks of June saw a 42% rise in hate crimes compared to the same time last year. 3,076 were recorded across the UK during that time. 2 days after the EU referendum, June the 25th, saw the most offences, with 289 reported. The pilot who crashed his plane at last summer's Shoreham Air Show, killing 11 people, is being investigated for possible manslaughter by gross negligence. It's been revealed the 52-year-old was notified by police in December. The NHS has told 3 hospitals in England to stop providing complex heart care. Units in Leicester, Manchester and London will no longer be able to perform cardiac surgery on people born with heart problems. The affected trusts are promising to fight the decision. Robert Craig is from the Royal Brompton and Harefield NHS Foundation Trust.
We're perplexed by how these proposals can make sense. We don't see the logic of taking one of the highest performing, largest centres in the country and saying we don't think these services should be provided here in the future. It just doesn't make sense.
An expert searching for a lynx which escaped from Dartmoor Zoo say they're confident he'll be returned soon. Flavio, who's the size of a Labrador, was reported missing yesterday morning, triggering a search operation involving a police helicopter and a drone. The zoo, which is closed again today, says lots of great track sightings have appeared overnight.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Why have they... So why is the zoo closed?
Because they're so caught up in the search.
The dangerous lynx isn't in the zoo.
No, but so the staff are looking for him.
Well, just open the... No, you don't need to do that. The zoo is the safest place, unless it goes back, unless it's a homing lynx.
I think the staff are just trying to find Flavio.
What's his name?
Flavio.
Fine. What's in the weather?
Any
Let's
rain?
See what's it like in Dartmoor? What's Flavio putting up with?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Can you do a generic one, though?
Changeable is what it will be on Dartmoor. It always is.
All right. Any rain clearing, leaving a dry, bright afternoon, highs of 23 degrees. A dry evening for most, but rain will spread in from the west, turning heavy across parts of Wales and the northwest.
And Dartmoor?
I don't have access.
Changeable.
Or whatever. Changeable.
Thanks. Right, here's who's got the sport. No, I don't care.
Dibble.
Dibble's got the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Men's semi-finals day at Wimbledon is getting underway. Roger Federer's taking on Milos Raonic before Andy Murray plays Thomas Burdick for a place in the final.
Obviously, he's a big guy who serves well. You know, when he's dictating the points, he's, you know, he hits a big, big ball. He's, you know, he's a powerful guy. So ideally, I don't want to have him dictating all of the points because then I'll be doing a lot of running.
Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has extended his contract by 4 years. His deal was until 2018, but he's now committed until 2022. The Reds owners say his leadership is critical to everything we hope to achieve. Newcastle have signed Jesus Gámez from Atletico Madrid, the defenders on a 2-year contract at St James's Park. Arsenal goalkeeper Petr Cech has retired from international football. He made the announcement at a news conference in Prague. He made 121 appearances for the Czech Republic. And Lewis Hamilton pipped Mercedes teammate Nico Rosberg by 0.03 of a second to go fastest in first practice for the British Grand Prix. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Alex Dibble. Let's do some sort of Friday.
Talk Radio.
Hi there, I'm James Martin. I don't usually do Fridays, but this summer I'm working with Asda to answer your everyday meal questions. How can I help you, Ian?
Hi, James. My wife's on a course with work all day, so I'm on dinner duty. Any thoughts?
I've got a recipe that's going to earn you mega brownie points.
OK.
Parmesan, lemon and thyme chicken.
Ooh, lovely.
Flatten two Asda chicken breasts with a rolling pin, then make the breadcrumb mix in a blender with parmesan, lemon zest and fresh thyme leaves.
Right.
Cover the chicken with beaten egg, then in flour, then in the crumb mix, and cook in butter on the hob.
Oh, she will love that.
To try it at home, visit asda.com/James Martin for all the details.
Selected stores subject to availability.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, welcome. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am bringing you all of the action here this afternoon.
Hey, no shots as of yet, but it's still early days.
Which means that we don't have to pay them.
Sex Luke from the website.
Sex Luke from the website.
Three times Luke.
That's right.
No violence as of yet.
And we'll keep updated with him as the afternoon wears on.
He wasn't having marriage troubles and then subsequently got divorced.
From a pub showing some football. Seven brides for seven grinnies. Is it B? A funny thing happened on the way to kick off the real drinking. Oh, once, twice, three times a loop. Cornelius has been a star. Bear in mind, you're on radio.
Pink.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a
ball. Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, good afternoon to you then, and welcome, of course, to today's Go At Some Radio. It is Friday, the date of month, on the historic day, of course, when two women go head-to-head in a fight. Two women there, hungry for victory, grappling it out in front of an audience of paying Conservative Party members, throwing some mud or jelly, and it's the stag night from hell. Theresa May, can you imagine that? Theresa May in a bikini trying to pull off Andrea Leadsom's top, shouting, "Your stance on gay marriage is outdated and your CV's questionable!" While Leadsom there, mud in her cleavage, claws at May's eyes, screaming, "You suppressed a report about true immigration numbers, you big Remain voting witch!" While Michael Gove looks on, rejected by his peers, looks on with his weird face, shouting, "Leave it, Theresa, she's not worth it!" The Tory leadership race there. The winner declared on September the 9th. Hello then, I am John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I mean, yes, it is the news, clearly, but we don't exactly do it like LBC or Five Live. Over there, they've probably got a worthy interview with someone on the ground in Dallas who bore witness to the shootings this morning, whereas here, we're more likely to ponder why it is that US law enforcement still appears to be institutionally racist through the medium of Japanese poetry. I mean, I know it's not James O'Brien, but it's a hell of a lot more entertaining. So, Headline Hijack on the way as well, certainly by 2 o'clock. Your chance to get involved with the day's news at a grassroots level. Make a story up, get it to us, and it will be reported as fact in the 2 p.m. bulletin. 87222 is the
starting message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio is the
starting
social
message with any word you'd like.
Media Twitter thing. There is another inductee into the Lonely Lunch Club. If you would like to idly chat to the nation over lunch, then allow us to be the slightly awkward colleague that you don't know very well. And get in touch. You can do it via lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. If you are lunching alone, Michael Gove, for instance. Michael Gove, good afternoon. I know you're listening. Probably not got much on now, so why not drop us an email, Michael? And you could be inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club. Also, Tony Blair, if you're listening and just miserably eating your packed lunch on your own because no one will talk to you after Chilcot, then, you know, come join the Tupperware Hall of Despair, Mr. Blair. I say packed lunch. Obviously, if you were in charge of it, you'd have forgotten to pack anything in it of any much any use, just like you did with that troops equipment in Iraq. Work experience punditry is also on the way today. Work experience Barry, not Norman, brings us news of the weekend's films. There's the aforementioned news in haikus, as we take the big issues of the day that everybody is talking about and tackle them through that medium of Japanese poetry. We'll be out in the streets. Or on the streets, depending, finding out what the people think. There's live music as we quite literally drag another busker in off those streets and force him or her to perform for minimal coin. We'll also be sifting through headlines in our brand new feature, John and Con Sift Through the Headlines. It's also Friday, so it's some request Friday. Now, over on Radio 2, you'll know that Simon Mayo in the afternoon does All Request Friday. We can't use either the title because of the copyright, or indeed the feature because it's music request and we're a talk radio station. So what we do is take your requests for notable speeches or TED Talks or anything you like and then play them as a request or dedication. Perhaps it's your wedding anniversary and, I don't know, with women prime ministers in mind, you'd like to hear the speech you walked down the aisle to. Perhaps you walked down the aisle to Margaret Thatcher declaring war on the Falklands, or maybe you had your first dance at your wedding to Margaret Thatcher declaring war on the miners. Or maybe you consummated your marriage making sweet, sweet love to Margaret Thatcher's speech declaring war on the trade unions. Whatever it might be, then get in touch. Send your requests into us for some request speech Friday. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And we'll see what we can do. Ginger Dave not producing. Ask Broadcast is through the glass.
Yeah.
Marta's on buttons.
Hello.
Yeah, Victoria's got the news.
Yep.
Paid intern Cornelius is bringing us up to date on the ongoing situation in America.
Still an appalling lack of any kind of regulatory gun control. The view that gun ownership is a fundamental right was affirmed by the US Supreme Court in the District of Columbia versus Heller in 2008, and that remains enshrined in law due to the powerful gun lobby.
Thank you very much. More on that situation, of course, as the afternoon wears on. I'm John Holmes. It's your Friday afternoon, and this is Talk Radio from Talk Radio. Yeah, I'll stick some music on.
Let's go, girls.
Afternoon, it's quarter past one. That is Shania Twain. Man, I feel like a woman. I don't know about you, Britain, but I feel like two women. Two women, that's what I feel like... and I... But the good news is that there are two women. There are two women standing to be leader of us, Britain. You know them as Theresa May and Andrea Leadsom. And that's the big story. It's on the front of all of the newspapers, of course. And, you know, there's Shania Twain. Man, I feel like a woman. And just when she feels like a woman, you wait for ages, don't you, for a woman to come along like that, to be the Prime Minister, and then two come along at once. So we need to be talking about the big story, of course. The front of every single newspaper this morning was that Michael Gove accidentally stamped himself in the back by being a git. And instead, we are left with a two-horse, that's harsh, race of Leadsom and May. It's historic, of course, and not since Margaret Thatcher has there been... a woman Prime Minister. So that's the big story. We'll be discussing it in depth, of course. Asprod Cass is through the glass. Let's go through the miserable window.
What?
We need a guest to discuss the big story, which is the two lady Prime Ministeresses who might be ours. So we're going to need a guest.
Like a political commentator or something?
Yes. A lady political commentator, please.
A lady one.
A lady one to talk about the...
Why does it have to be a woman?
Because, man, I feel like a woman. Oh, and also, this is historic. Four women. So, a woman one, please.
Four women?
You big sexist. No, two women.
You want two women?
No, one woman.
You want one woman?
Yes.
So, not four?
No.
Not two?
One woman.
One woman?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Thank you very much. So get one, Cass. Right, 17 minutes past one. We'll talk to a political commentator lady next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Calling all plumbers in Bath, hairdressers in Barnet and personal trainers in Slack Bottom. Take your career up a gear with Just the Job on Talk Radio in association with AdView.co.uk. Listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast every Monday morning from 6 and get expert advice on the UK job market from the AdView.co.uk jobs guru. Plus, learn top tips for setting up bespoke vacancy alerts so you'll never miss out on your dream role again. Just the Job on Talk Radio with AdView.co.uk. Thousands of jobs in your area.
At Arnold Clark, it's not about the money you spend. It's about the money you save every month. It's about finding a higher spec, but paying a lower price. It's about saving at the pump with better fuel economy. It's about saving on road tax by getting it free. At Arnold Clark, it's about your monthly budget. It's about you. Search arnoldclark.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got a real deal on 65mm Class B engineering bricks for only 29 pence each ex-vat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Ugh, he's gone and written me off, Churchy. We get in one scrape and that's it.
Oh, dear.
Well, he never could handle a car like me.
If your car is written off, you can choose between a replacement, paying for an upgrade, or the money.
You've done me a favour there, Churchy.
Oh, yes.
I always knew we were a car crash from the start.
No. Churchill, depend on the dog. Comprehensive cover only excludes theft claims subject to availability. Minimum car value £3,500 or cash replacement upgrade available when difference is paid. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 is still struggling northbound through Cheshire. Stop start from 16 at Stoke-on-Trent to 18 at Middlewich after the accident earlier on, but all lanes are now open. Cover of issues on the south on M5, an accident closing one lane between 16 and 17, Aztec West to Cribbs Causeway, with queues back to the M4 Almondsbury interchange. And in Somerset, two lanes are closed southbound at junction 21 for Western Supermare following a car fire. The Thunderbound M3, an accident causing delays between 3 at Bagshot and 2 for the M25. I'm Jamie Sercombe.
when the con is on, you need a man who's on it.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1, we investigate the chatbot robot lawyer that has helped appeal over $4 million worth of fines in just 21 months, netting a fortune for his teenage creator in the process.
I'm sorry, Mr. 3PO, but I've already started writing out the ticket.
Oh, what a ghastly fine. I told you not to park here, you stupid tin bucket.
The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man. Get tipped off, not ripped off.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Quite sure about the Nigerian stereotype in the middle of that, but anyway, 20 past 1. It's Talk Radio, of course. A lot of your reactions coming into the news today. There is, of course, now we have added this up, and there are 8 billion simultaneous items of breaking news breaking every 2 minutes now in this modern world. And Cornelius has got some reactions.
Yeah, lots coming in. Surely Julia Hartley Brewer is the perfect example as to why women shouldn't be given a platform. That's coming from sexist Richard. And yes. You know those prison officers who've staged a walkout? There's only one place they deserve to be. Prison.
Right. But they've walked out. So if you've got a reaction to anything, then you can react it in this direction. You know the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right, let's talk about today's big story. So as you've seen on the front of all of the newspapers today, then the biggest story in the country in terms of being the biggest story in the country and trending on the social medias is, of course, the news of the all-new, all-female remake of The Government. Theresa May and Andrea Leadsom star, of course. The trailers haven't been very well received. These are where we got an early indication of the forthcoming remake of the 80s when Thatcher was in charge. The trailer for Theresa May showed her burying some immigration figures and being a bloody difficult woman. And the trailer for Andrea Leadsom showed her doctoring her CV and not liking gay marriage. So is this all-female remake of The Government a good idea? Well, on the line to discuss that is our political correspondent. She's called Amy, and she is, I think she's outside Westminster. Hello, Amy.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Good to talk to you. Good to talk to you. What's the situation that you can see with your actual human eyes at Westminster right now?
I'm currently outside Westminster. Obviously, the mood is very exciting. We have two women, two Tories, two potential leaders. One who voted Remain, one for Leave. Yeah. So obviously, the mood is very mixed outside Westminster today.
All right. So look, the main question is, of course, let's just cut to the chase here, Amy. Right. Now, we've got two women who are going to be leading us, right?
Yeah.
Should we just now say, because there was a headline in The Telegraph, okay? If I've got it here, I can read it to you, but I don't know whether I have. But it was something along the lines of that women, you know, what is that quote about why give it to a man to mess it up when a woman will do it right? Kind of vibe. That's not the actual quote, but it was something like that in The Telegraph. And is that, do we then just say, right, let's draw a line. Let's just take all the men out, because let's be honest, we've made a pig's ear of it all, right?
Yeah.
And just put women in charge, full stop, of everything.
Well, that's a very good question, because on one hand, obviously, this is a massive achievement for women. We've waited 26 years since Thatcher this.
Yes.
But on the other hand, we have to look at both Theresa May and Andrea Leadsom. We have to look at Theresa May, and we can see that she's backed austerity cuts that have disproportionately hit women.
Yeah.
She's refused to reveal the extent of abuse in women's detention centres.
Yep.
So the emotions are mixed. We're not sure if this is a personal achievement just for these two women or for women in general.
Yeah, I mean, multitasking is a skill, of course, that we all know women have, that men famously do not. I mean, although I would dispute that, because I can genuinely, and have done, urinate while I'm in the shower. And if that's not multitasking, I don't know what is.
No, neither do I.
But multitasking, you know, it is a women's skill. So theoretically, a female prime minister could screw up the UK with a referendum and lead us into an illegal war at the same time.
Right, that's right.
That's multitasking.
Exactly right. And we have to bear in mind that the new Prime Minister, whichever candidate wins, whether they're a woman or not, will be right-wing, and they'll be chosen by less than 0.2 of the electorate.
Yeah.
So I think that's the bigger question that we need to be addressing and we need to be thinking about.
Is it fair, Amy, that the new Prime Minister... We are not going to get a say in who the new Prime Minister is, right? And that seems wrong to a lot of people, including me. What are the rules, right? Can we all just now join the Tory party, right? All of us, like today, so we get a say? Or are there rules saying we have to have been a member for a while? Or, I mean, because I'm thinking if we all just go, right, let's all go down there and join it, right? We can easily cancel our memberships afterwards.
Right,
but we just do the vote, pick the one we want.
I think that would be tempting to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because obviously we have two individual candidates who are very different from each other, and most people won't have a say in this.
Yes.
The reality is that you have to be a member of the party.
Well, I could be a member of the party within the next 20 minutes.
No, you would have had to be a member of the party for at least 6 months.
Right.
Unfortunately. I'm sorry about that, John.
That's bloody annoying, actually.
Okay. It is a bit annoying.
Here's another proposal for you. Should we give up? Right, I say we should give up as men and let women do everything, right? But what we'll do, and we'll do you, we'll happily take this on. I mean, it's going to require technology, but, right, we'll do the births, right? So we'll let you get on with your careers and running everything correctly, right? Because men make a hash of it, as we know, right? And we'll take hold of the whole birthing. Now, I know this is going to involve some biology, right? But bear with me. So we know that science has grafted an ear onto a mouse, right?
Right. Right,
and famously, they grafted a testicle onto a fish. Right,
so right.
What it can't be far off, surely, the technology for because if I say to you male seahorse, what do you say?
I say, oh God, I'm not sure. That's a difficult one.
Well, I'll tell
What's
you
the right answer.
A male seahorse gives birth, right? Not the female, right?
Right,
and it's the only animal in the entire world to
I
do
see.
So I'm thinking, if science can graft a testicle onto a fish and an ear onto a mouse, why can't it take the innards of a seahorse and put them in a human man? And then we could, using that technology, deal with the whole pregnancy stuff while you, the women, get on with running the world correctly.
I mean, that's a very good question.
Yes.
And if I have a chance today outside Westminster to see the Theresa or Andrea, I'll pose that to them.
Please do put that to them from me. We tried to get them both on as guests, obviously, but they were busy this afternoon. You're a lady one. If you were given the option, right, of a man taking control of the birth with the innards of a male seahorse,
yeah, right,
would you be happy with that?
I don't think I would, to be honest.
Right.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be. I feel quite uncomfortable with the whole concept of that.
Would you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if we... Yeah.
But it would remove the problem of the glass ceiling for women in work, wouldn't it? Because you wouldn't have the whole maternity thing that is sometimes an issue with people going back to work afterwards. And so I'm just saying that, you know, we will... I speak for all mankind now when I say we will happily have the innards of a male seahorse grafted into us in order to take that responsibility away from you to let you continue with your career.
God, so...
The deal is on the table right now.
The deal is on the table right now.
So, on a
practical level, what would that mean for me? Like, going ahead today, what would that mean for me?
That would mean for
How
you...
How would that make a difference?
That would mean for you that you could just... I don't know whether you've got children, I don't know whether you're planning children. I'm not going to pry. All right, I've pried. But essentially, it means that it's not something you'd have to worry about anymore. Your biological clock need no longer tick. You can just carry on doing what you want to do.
So you're putting the deal on the table now.
The deal's on the table now. Here's what I'm saying, Amy. I will bear your children.
Do you know what? I'll take it.
Excellent.
Okay, the deal's done.
All right, fine. Someone get me a seahorse. Amy, a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much
this afternoon. I'll keep you updated.
Thank you. Amy there, she is our political correspondent. She's down at Westminster. And obviously we're talking about the fact that two women will now lead us. Well, not two of them. I mean, there's two of them now.
Just one of them.
Technically, one of them leading us.
One will win.
One will win.
And then she will become the Prime Minister.
That's right. I know how politics works. It's Talk Radio. More stories on the way. Of course, we also meet a lonely lunch clubber. So if you are lunching alone, as I say, you might well be Tony Blair. Just have to post Chilcot. No one wants to talk to you. Hey, call in, Tone. We'll have a chat. You could be the next inductee into the Talk Radio in the Afternoon's Tupperware Hall of Despair. Headline hijack also on the way. It's 1:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Barack Obama says last night's attack in Dallas, in which five police officers were killed, was vicious, calculated, and despicable.
There is no possible justification for these kinds of attacks or any violence against law enforcement. The FBI is already in touch with the Dallas police, and anyone involved in these senseless murders will be held fully accountable. Justice will be done.
Six other officers were wounded in the shooting, which took place during a Black Lives Matter rally. One of the four suspects has reportedly died after a standoff with police. There was a sharp increase in the number of hate crimes recorded in the last 2 weeks of June. 42% more incidents were reported than during the same period last year. Two separate deaths at the Tea in the Park festival in Perthshire are being investigated by police. A man and woman have died at the event at Strathallan Castle, which is getting underway today. The government is expected to confirm that female soldiers will be allowed to serve in frontline military roles in the future. They're currently banned from joining infantry and tank units. An announcement is due at the NATO summit in Warsaw. And Andy Murray aims to reach his third Wimbledon final later, but a seven-time champion is on court first. Roger Federer is playing six-seed Milos Raonic, while Murray will face Thomas Berdych later. The weather, any rain clearing, leaving a dry and bright afternoon, highs of 23 degrees. A dry evening for most, but rain will spread in from the west, turning heavy across parts of Wales and the northwest. There's more in half an hour.
Which parts of Wales? So the dorsal fin or the blowhole?
What about the part of the UK, not the animal or mammal?
Yeah, it's not an animal, is it?
Sorry. Caught me off guard, yeah, as per usual.
Victoria had the news there.
News.
Yes. I like your top, Victoria, today.
No, you don't. You were mean about it earlier.
I wasn't mean about it. At all. That's not true. It's a red lacy number.
I'd say it's crochet, but yeah.
Cornelius?
Crochet isn't a colour.
Cornelius?
Is wearing a shirt for the first time.
A really crinkled shirt. You could have ironed it.
You're all right. Who are you, Penny Smith?
Is that what she said to you?
Yeah, she had a right go.
Did she? What'd she say?
Well, not really, but she's like, she asked me, do you know what she said?
Penny Smith, who sat in for Julia Hartley Brewster.
Yeah, she asked me if I had taken it fresh out of a brown paper bag.
What?
I don't know.
Is she mixing up your shirt with a bottle of whiskey?
I think it's a very mum insult that I don't really get.
Yeah. Fine. You look like you've been dragged through Julia Hartley Brewer backwards.
It also matches the studio. The walls. Kind of, it's like camouflage almost.
Well, much as I'm enjoying this chat, let's move on, because Headline Hijack is afoot.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings. Beautiful lady riders. Splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. J. Gab's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yak your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's Friday. It is Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Of course, the big story there. We spoke to Amy. She's our political correspondent. She was outside Westminster for us this afternoon discussing the historic events of two ladies running to be Prime Minister. One of them, because it means what we learned was I can't join the Conservative Party because you need to be in at least 6 months to even have a vote, so, and neither can you. So it means that the next Prime Minister, we have no say in it, which I'm not sure is right. However, we also learned that Amy is willing for me to have her children just as soon as they invent the technology to graft a seahorse, male seahorse's innards, into my guts. What's coming in on the big story, Cornelius?
Lots coming in on this big story. Someone said, I think it's great that there are women. That's coming from man.
Yes.
And also this has come in saying, great, a woman prime minister, what could go wrong? That's That's from the Falkland Islands.
All right. And speaking of which, John, the Iron Lady, I remember her. She was a poor Marvel character compared to Iron Man. That's come in there. And of course, there's reference, of course, there to Thatcher's suit. You'll remember that. You remember the plot of Iron Man, of course. Mm. Yeah. He was an arms dealer and he built a suit, didn't he? And then, but Mrs. Thatcher, famously, you know, arms dealer, obviously to the Saudis, but she, you know, built herself a suit, didn't she? And, that, you know, famously sank the Belgrano from the air herself personally with a built in arm missile. Anyway, it's 25 minutes to 2 o'clock, and that means it's almost time for, well, Headline Hijack. It works like this, if this is your first time listening. It works like this. At 2 o'clock, there will be the news bulletin, as you would expect, because it's at the top of the hour. And what will happen is that Victoria will have the news and she will say it out loud. But at 2 o'clock and 2 o'clock only, there will be contained within there a made-up news lie. Just an untruth. A fib, a fabrication and a fake. And it's done because we're aware that people aren't necessarily listening to this bit. At 2 o'clock, people get back from lunch, put the radio on, don't they? And then they hear the news, believe it. And then by default, they believe the news lie as well, because they don't hear this bit and we don't reference it again. It's Headline Hijack. That's how it works. We'd like you to make that news story up, though. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Right, let's have a look and see what's coming in here. Dartmoor Zoo have released a statement saying that they believe the escaped lynx, that, of course, everyone is talking about today, may have been assisted in his break for freedom by another animal from the zoo. Evidence seems to show that the lynx may have been cahoots with a wily coyote.
Really?
Yes, I have looked into this story, actually. Yeah. And it's been years in the planning.
Oh, has it?
Yes. So the... well, twofold. One is that the coyote you mentioned...
The wily one.
Yes. And its wily nature meant that it got the plans of the zoo tattooed on it, on its body, but
really?
It just looked like a series of tattoos. But really, it was the plans for the zoo, and it's actually the brother of the lynx, and he got himself put into prison zoo in order to break his brother out with the plans tattooed, and they did it by when they were given their food in a bowl. They took years to scrape away at the wall, and they basically tunneled out through the wall, you know, and put a poster of a tiger over the
really attractive Tony the tiger,
yeah, really attractive tiger, over the it's like the Poorshank Redemption.
Well, it's Dartmoor Zoo's fault anyway for putting a wily coyote in there. They should have chosen a trusty coyote.
Exactly.
Like I said that at the time, didn't I?
You did say that at
I
the time.
I said it on this show at the
at
time.
At the time.
7 years ago I said it. I said, John, this is only going to lead to disaster, and we're here now and discussing it, and
look,
frankly,
look what happens.
I think they should get rid of Dartmoor Zoo.
What else have you got coming in?
Lots
Cornelius?
Coming in. According to Michael, after prison officers in England and Wales have staged an unofficial walkout over plans to change the way they work, a number of prisoners have also staged a walkout in solidarity. The governor of Brixton Prison has said that he has since realised that they were just using this as a means of escape.
Yeah, well, see, another prison-based story there.
Mm.
After the NHS have stopped three major hospitals doing complex heart surgery, the BMA are going to launch a campaign urging the British population not to have complex hearts. Spokesperson Jason Donovan said there are already too many broken hearts in the world, and that's come in from Kylie this afternoon. Thank you for sending that in. If you've got a headline hijack, get it to us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's 1:40. We'll do headline hijack, and we'll do Lonely Lunch next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Hi there, I'm James Martin. I don't usually do Fridays, but this summer I'm working with Asda to answer your everyday meal questions. How can I help you, Ian?
Hi, James. My wife's on a course with work all day, so I'm on dinner duty. Any thoughts?
I've got a recipe that's going to earn you mega brownie points.
OK.
Parmesan, lemon and thyme chicken.
Ooh, lovely.
Flatten two Asda chicken breasts with a rolling pin. Then make the breadcrumb mix in a blender with parmesan, lemon zest and fresh thyme leaves.
Right.
Cover the chicken with beaten egg, then in flour, then in the crumb mix, and cook in butter on the hob.
Oh, she will love that.
To try it at home, visit asda.com/James Martin for all the details.
Selected stores subject to availability.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Sky Bet Tracker. Get bet status, match stats and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Parmesan, thyme, lemon, chicken and butter? I know you can taste it. Well, it's not just for Ian. No, there's no excuse now, because Asda's British chicken breasts are £4.60. So give it a go. You can get all these ingredients at Asda, as well as a full recipe at asda.com/James Martin.
Selected stores subject to availability. Chicken fillet 769 grams.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 is still struggling northbound through Cheshire. Stop start from 16 at Stoke-on-Trent to 18 at Middlewich after the accident earlier on, but all lanes are now open. Cover the issues on the south on M5. An accident closing one lane between 16 and 17. Aztec West to Cribbs Causeway with queues back to the M4 Almondsbury interchange. And in Somerset, two lanes are closed southbound at junction 21 for Western Supermare following a car fire. The Thunderbound M3, an accident causing delays between 3 at Bagshot and 2 for the M25. I'm Jamie Sercombe.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you then, and welcome. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Now, you can't have failed to notice this, of course, what with the speed that news simply breaks at the moment. It's hard to keep up with the whole thing. You know, we've gone from just 2 weeks ago having, you know, a relatively stable government and being in Europe, both in football terms and in political terms. Very quickly, we've got none of those things left. And now we're going to have a woman prime minister by September the 10th. So, the point I'm making is that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
It's hard to keep up. And on this show, uniquely, we help you with that by bringing you all the breaking news squashed down into the form of Japanese poetry. It makes it palatable, it makes it simple to understand. It's five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables again. It's the news explained in haikus.
Progressive world where two women fight to be PM, jelly or mud.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
And so together we take a walk into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Now, on a weekday, daily basis, we induct people into the Talk Radio in the Afternoon's Lonely Lunch Club. If you're lunching alone, for whatever reason it may be, then here's where you need be lonely no longer, for we open up the doors, yes, to the double hole of despair. What was that?
I was about to tell you a secret, but I won't.
Okay. What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. It's done now, it's open. Okay.
Cornelius there, spraying himself.
What? Sorry, no, I'm not.
No, I don't mean like a...
Stop there. No, I'm not.
I don't mean like a cat, like, you know, marking its territory with its, you know, its musk gland. Although you do that.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
I was meaning more with, you know, the escaped lynx.
Oh, okay.
From Africa. Where was it? Oh, yeah, that's right, the Tupperware Hall of Despair. So if you're lonely lunching, if you are lunching alone for whatever reason, if maybe you're Michael Gove and really you've got not much else on today, but you're thinking, oh, I could do with just chatting through my woes, get in touch, Michael. We're more than happy to talk about what you've done and then what happened yesterday. Or if you're Tony Blair and you've got no friends left after the Chilcot Report, we'll accept you, we'll put you on as well. Just email the show, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That's what Lonely Lunch Club is, to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. On the telephone right now is today's Lonely Luncher. I think he's called Robert. Hello, Robert.
Hi there.
Hi there. Hi. Right, Robert, question one, of course. Where are you?
I'm in Hyde Park at the moment.
Are you seeing Mumford and Sons today?
I'm not seeing Mumford and Sons. I would avoid Mumford and Sons like the plague. I'm just here to have lunch.
Good. Not a fan of the Irish jigging noises.
I guess not, that sounded really harsh, but I'm not a fan of Mumford. They're fine. Other people are fans, so they can go see them.
All right, that's fine. You don't have to. What would be your gig? Your ideal gig?
My ideal gig? I don't know. That's too much pressure now. I have to say something cool and alternative, and I can't think of anything right now. So, well, the other one that was on, Florence and the Machine and Jamie XX, that sounded nice.
Okay, fine. Mm. All right. So we were just getting a measure of the man, Robert. That's all. So now you're in Hyde Park. Why are you lunching alone?
I don't know, because I am alone at the moment, I guess. I'm just doing some... Well, I'm avoiding doing work on my dissertation, so I've just come out here to enjoy the clouds and the heat, and try not to think about all of life's troubles.
And what the third final question we have to ask you in this little segment is, what are you having for lunch?
Well, I'm just having a chocolate bar and a ham and cheese sandwich.
That's the wrong order.
Weird order.
What do you mean?
Well, you have to have the sandwich first, followed by the chocolate bar, don't you? You can't go chocolate bar then sandwich. That's just against the laws of God and man.
Oh, I guess so. But, you know, I'm feeling lonely. I wanted to treat myself. And I agree with you. It's left a sour taste in my mouth.
Yeah. It's just wrong. But anyway, it's fine. Now, look, we can talk, as you know, about anything you like, really. But you know, we can chat news. Treat us like a colleague you don't know very well, and we're able to just sort of, you know, join in as though you'd bumped into us in a workplace next to the kettle or something. But you don't know us. But you're sort of passing the time while the kettle boils.
Lovely. I love those awkward moments. They'll be good.
Yeah. What direction would you like to go in? You know, do you want to go?
I've been trying to. I haven't really caught up on anything newsworthy at the moment, so maybe you could fill me in.
Of course. I mean, let's role play it. You know, I'll walk up. You're by the kettle. All right. So here we go. Yeah. All right.
Oh, you're right.
All right. Yeah. Is the kettle? Is that kettle boiling?
Yeah, no, I just said it now.
Great, cheers.
Heard about that Chilcot report?
Yes, I have. I've been listening to the Chilcot report. Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it, the Chilcot report, because it's like what it was like. It was like a sort of school report where the pupils done really, 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 really badly, isn't it? and has sort of failed in every subject that he was doing.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting time for news, hasn't it? Because you've had the Chilcot report, of course, and then you've got the whole Brexit thing and the Tory leadership race that we now know is two. What's your opinion on a woman prime minister, Robert? Where do you stand on that?
Well, I mean, I'd love a woman prime minister. That'd be lovely, but not the ones that are being offered at the moment, I guess.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people would agree with that as well. I mean, if you could take any woman, and again, I don't want to put you on the spot, and you'll probably say Florence from Florence and the Machine, but what woman would you put in as Prime Minister, given any choice of any woman, and why?
Any woman, I assume, living?
Well, you know, not necessarily, but...
They'd be much more effective if they were living.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they'd be better at public speaking, I suppose.
Yeah.
Although you could rig up a rudimentary system.
Oh, yeah.
Whereby if you... I mean, you know, what not living woman would you like as Prime Minister?
Oh, no, I'm already thinking of the living ones now. Can we keep it to living?
Fine, yeah. Yeah, go for it.
All right. Let's add a... PJ Harvey.
Yes. Yeah, well,
She's...
PJ for PM.
PJ for PM.
It's a campaign waiting to happen. Why PJ Harvey? Why?
I don't know. I saw her. I saw her recently, and she's got a lot of opinions. She's got a lot of views.
Yeah.
And they seem to be completely different to, you know, Theresa May.
Yeah.
And the others. So, well, give her a shot.
I'm guessing that PJ Harvey has never been accused of burying the true immigration figures.
No, not that I know of.
And conversely, PJ Harvey's probably never been accused of doctoring her CV to give herself a job in the city and responsibilities that she never technically had.
No, do musicians have CVs?
Well, I mean, everyone's got a CV. Whether or not they write it down or not is a moot point. Everyone's got a thing, you know, a CV of sorts. And I bet PJ Harvey, of all people, has never opposed gay marriage like Andrea Leadsom.
So, no, exactly.
So I do see your point. I mean, I think that's a good strong choice. I think, you know, that would win a vote. I mean, Cornelius, if you were to put any woman in charge of the country, who would you go? I mean, go dead, by all means.
Dead. I reckon Cilla Black.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
She was great. She'd be great at sort of repairing international relations.
Yes. Yeah,
some sort of blind date,
and she'd be a Laura effective.
Yeah.
At the Brexit negotiations, because she's from Liverpool, and they don't take any nonsense.
No,
the Liverpools, do they?
Well, she'll probably just steal everything before she gets out.
Yeah,
she?
You don't say that. And you'll find that she's called Cilla Black, which is good for cultural relations.
Yeah,
as well, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Well, all right, okay. So the only thing that stands in the way is the fact that she's dead. So what we do is we can, if we dig her up, but and she'll become literally a puppet prime minister, and then we could, you know, just
be controlling her,
manipulate
though.
The Illuminati, like they control all the government.
That's true.
So you've got the Illuminati, right, with a puppet, a rudimentary puppet they've made out of Cilla Black, right? Just manipulating her in order to do their bidding. But someone who could do an impression of Cilla Black would have to do the voice.
Mm.
It's quite a complex issue, politics, isn't it? That's what I find. Robert?
Yeah?
Oh, you're still there. Good, I hope we made your lunchtime slightly less lonely, slightly fewer lonely.
Well, I mean, I'm not as lonely, but I am just kind of confused and a bit worried about, I don't know, if you're going to go digging people up now.
Yeah, well, I'm just putting it out there as an idea. I'm not saying we actually do it. You know, it's just one of the ideas. You know, but given the last 2 weeks in British politics and the speed at which things move and the unlikely things that keep happening, I wouldn't be surprised by Monday if a dead Cilla Black wasn't being manipulated on television with strings by unseen forces.
I would welcome the idea.
And there you have it. Robert, thank you very much. That is Robert. He is the latest inductee into the Lonely Lunch Club. If you'd like to get on board, then get in touch. It's an email, lonelylunch at talkradio.co.uk is the email address. And get on the list and enter the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Now, it is Some Request Friday. And this is where, if you're unaware of that, this is where you can request... Like on Radio 2's All Request Friday, where they request music. You can't request music because we're not a music station. What you can request is speeches and talks. Okay? That's Some Request Friday. Maybe they mean a lot to you. As I say, maybe it's a wedding anniversary and you met, you know, during the Falklands crisis, and Mrs. Thatcher's speech of war perhaps means a lot to you.
Mm.
And you'd like to hear it again because it's your wedding anniversary. It could be anything you like. But I think, given that it's woman Prime Minister special, and we're living in these unprecedented times, and the first female prime minister since Mrs. Thatcher with us by early September. I think today, Mrs. Thatcher, some request Friday special. If you'd like to hear any speech by Mrs. Thatcher, then you can get in touch and request it as a dedication for a loved one. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At talk radio and Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Good afternoon, John, Con, Cass, Victoria, Marta, Jarena Adams from the Travel, work experience Barry, not Norman, Denny the boss, Laurie the supposed boss that no one's seen for weeks, Liam the big boss, Scott the bigger boss, and the other boss I can't remember the name of. I've just had, this has just come in as a request. I've just had a great big poo, so please could you play me Mrs. Thatcher. This sums up our listeners. This is from Dean. Could you please play me Mrs. Thatcher listing facts on what she did to help the homeless and increase the number of homeowners in that speech that she did? So especially for you, Dean, here it is.
Mr. Speaker, may I point out precisely what has been done? I understand that there are something like 1,000, just over 1,000 people who sometimes sleep out rough in London. Some of them have other problems, such as they're mentally retarded or they have genuine problems and are genuine social cases. Others are not. But during the lifetime of this government, a great many more hostel places have been built, so that we now have more than 21,000 hostel places in London, including some 3,000 emergency cases and direct access beds in London. We have already just allocated and announced another 250... No, Mr. Speaker, they don't like to hear the facts. Sorry. £250 million to be spent over the next 2 years to provide nearly 15,000 extra lettings. And also, the new housing association hostels, we've allocated another £100 million, all of this to help with the problem of the homeless.
Especially for Dean this afternoon, who's got in touch for Some Request Friday, where you can request speeches or dedications. And he got in touch, wanted to hear Mrs. Thatcher. Because, of course, the big news is that we will have another woman Prime Minister before very long. Mrs. Thatcher listing facts on what she did to help the homeless and increase the number of homeowners. And that's from Dean, who wanted to hear that because he says he's just had a great big poo. Dean, if you want to hear a Mrs. Thatcher speech on Some Request Thatcher Speech special this afternoon, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So we are minutes away from today's headline hijack. A made-up news story will be in the news next. You were tasked with coming up with that made-up news story. Masquerading as truth, it will be coming out Victoria's mouth, there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme, and you get back at 2 o'clock and switch their radios on. That is Headline Hijack, and today it comes courtesy of
Malcolm.
Malcolm, who sent one in. Where's Malcolm from?
Malcolm is from Birmingham.
Malcolm's in Birmingham. Malcolm, well done. You're the winner of today's Headline Hijack. Still to come, Barry, not Norman, will be reviewing the weekend's films for us. We will be bringing you our brand new feature where we, myself and Con, sift through the day's headlines. It's called John and Con Sift Through the Day's Headlines. As the end of week brand loyalty testing quiz, we go out onto the streets to find out what the people think. And of course, we bring you the news in haikus. It's coming up to 2 o'clock. It's Talk Radio on a Friday. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the revved up motor show that's gassed, stoked and ready to go. Tomorrow afternoon from 3, join Andy J as he puts the pedal to the metal on the motor show that always takes the checkered flag. From junkyard jalopies to hot hatches and souped up supercars, it's the whole wide world of wheels in one perfect pit stop. The Motor Show, tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
With Visa and Android Pay, just touch and pay anywhere that accepts contactless. Feel unstoppable with Visa and Android Pay.
See you later, love. Enjoy the game.
Will do.
Right, my time. Sport time. What's it going to be then? Riders, drivers, strikers, fast markets. Excellent. Are they going to score? 6-1. Think fast. Bet fast.
Feel the excitement with 10bet. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
$5 as a deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Is now you're making the kids' fat lunches time? Maybe it's your sorting through their PE kit time. Or, if it's your online banking time, it could be the perfect time to renew your tax credits. Your world isn't 9 to 5, so neither's ours. That's why you can renew your tax credits online, day or night. Don't miss out. Visit gov.uk/managetaxcredits now. We're ready when you are.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Blingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNCs apply. Advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status, guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is, and it's just gone 2 o'clock, Friday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Hello, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Dallas suspect targeted white police officers. Women could soon serve on the front line, and the Wales team are due to be welcomed home.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, police in Texas have revealed some of the final comments made by a suspected sniper it's believed killed five officers.
He said he was upset about the recent police shootings. The suspect said he was upset at white people. The suspect stated he wanted to kill white people, especially white officers.
That's Chief David O. Brown, who's revealed they used a bomb robot to kill the man after the attack at a Black Lives Matter rally in Dallas last night. Local Mayor Mike Rawlins has called for people in the city to come together.
I would ask that if you're at your home or at your office or at your school, to join us today at noon in that spirit of prayer.
The government is expected to announce women will be able to take on combat roles in the army. It means they'll be able to join as tank and infantry soldiers for the first time. The Foreign Secretary claims there's no reason to exclude women from what have previously been male-only roles. But Philip Hammond says they must be able to meet every fitness requirement.
Given the challenges that the army faces recruiting to maintain its strength and its constant search for talent, it's absolutely sensible to use all the talent we have available.
Counter-terrorism police are investigating after packages containing white powder were sent to Islamic buildings in North London. Scotland Yard were called to mosques and Islamic centres in Tottenham, Leighton and Finsbury Park on Thursday. A pilot who crashed his plane in last summer's Shoreham Air Show, killing 11 people, is being investigated for possible manslaughter by gross negligence. The Air Accidents Investigation Branch says organisers weren't aware of the routine Andy Hill was planning. It's emerged Sussex Police told the 52-year-old in December that they're looking into the claim. He's been questioned voluntarily under caution. A bus driver has been released on bail following the death of an elderly pedestrian in Darlington. The 52-year-old man was arrested yesterday after the woman was trapped under a single decker which crashed into a bank. Two others were also hurt. And the Wales team are due to arrive in Cardiff shortly after flying home from Euro 2016. Their historic achievement of reaching the semi-finals is being celebrated with an open-top bus parade through Cardiff. Manic Street Preachers will then perform to a sold-out crowd of 33,000 people.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A dry and bright afternoon, highs of 23
it's
degrees.
Like your top.
A dry evening for most, but rain will spread in from the west, just turning heavy across parts of just Wales and the northwest.
Just like your top.
What is?
Dry and bright.
How do you know it's dry?
So it's. I said your top, not your bottom.
I'm not talking about my bottom, and neither are you. You're not allowed to do that. Stop it. Inappropriate.
Bottom.
Alex Dibble has the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola says he'll have to adapt the style of football he played at Barcelona and Bayern Munich when the Premier League begins. The Spaniard arrives in England with a massive reputation, but says the players he has to work with are different.
I never played one game in Premier League, so against Sunderland, against the Big Sam, I will play the first one, but I am pretty sure it will be completely different in England and in Germany. That's why I'm here.
Bottom.
And of course, I have to adapt my ideas and the quality of the players.
Canada's Milos Raonic has taken the first set against Roger Federer in their Wimbledon semi-final.
Bottom.
Andy Murray plays Thomas Burdick in the second semi-final later.
Semi.
The FA wants the new England manager to build a clear team identity. It's understood the governing body settled on three key action points to focus on following the embarrassing Euro 2016 exit to Iceland. Sunderland boss Sam Allardyce is the current favourite. And second practice is underway at the British Grand Prix. Lewis Hamilton just edged out Nico Rosberg in practice one. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the English FA's announced that there will also be an open-top bus parade for the England team to mirror the Welsh one. Next Monday, football fans will be given the chance to let the team know how they feel about their performance as they drive through London.
Victoria, thank you very much. It's Talk Radio, and it's a Friday afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Yeah, good afternoon then. Welcome along. It is 6 minutes past a time, and it's Talk Radio. If you're just joining us, then rest assured we will be keeping you up to date with all the big stories this afternoon as we go along. I was about to give you an update on what's going on in Parliament, but I was distracted by the news also in the paper that Ray Winstone is joining the cast of The Wombles. Have you seen?
No.
This is amazing.
What?
I was just about, you know, to do some news, and then I found some other news.
That is news.
That Ray Winstone is joining the cast of The Wombles. Ray Winstone.
Pick that up.
Yeah. Underground, overground, wumbling free. The Wombles of bleeding Wimbledon, common are we. Oi, Tobermory, leave it!
Don't leave it. They
don't
pick
leave
up.
It. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Oi,
yeah.
Tobermory, don't leave it. Pick it up. Make good bloody use of it. Right? Yeah? And Madame Cholet, I'm not eating this muck. This comes, of course, after the news of the all-female remake of The Government. Although the previews for that, well, you know, which was basically Thatcher, didn't bode well. Stepping away from news for the moment, we arrive at film. It's work experience punditry, which means that a work experience, in this case being Friday, it's Barry.
Not Norman.
Not Norman. That's right. He's here to do film reviews. Look ahead at what films you could go and be seeing with your human eyes this current weekend. Work experience punditry, of course, is where we road test and train the next generation of pundits, critics and broadcasters, with the added bonus that being work experience, we don't have to pay them. Barry, what have you seen this week that you are recommending? That you are recommending that we see?
I have seen five films, and then the first off, we are going to look at Absolutely Fabulous, the movie.
Right,
the TV series.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a marathon.
No,
it's like a full-on movie.
Do we have a clip?
We do have a clip.
Let's hear it.
We all love you.
We love you.
We love you.
We thought we'd go to Goa for an Ayurvedic colonic.
It's totes amazing.
So beautiful.
Yeah. Ooh. Adina has to come.
She has
got
to.
She has to.
Or we could, like, go out. There's that new club, Fofo Boba.
Who's DJing?
Dead Mice.
Love Dead Mice.
Oh, Adina, you have to come. Stella will give you all the clothes you need.
I would love to dress you.
Oh, Eddie. You're my most favourite person in the whole world. You have to do my PR. Please, you have to. Please.
Okay.
Eddie, 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 Eddie.
Does the film mostly consist of them shouting Eddie?
We'll say like 6%.
Okay.
Specifically.
Well, before you give us your verdict, we should bring in the caveat that Paul Ross says it's just about the worst film he's ever watched. And that includes some specialist ones he's got from the internet.
Right. Okay, because look, if you're an Ab Fab fan,
yes,
you'll really like it.
Okay.
And I just hope, though, this is kind of it. They're not going to make like a TV special, or they're going to make a TV series again. This is it.
That's the end.
This is the end.
But if it does well, they'll do another one.
You never know. Yeah. Oh, I mean, it probably will. It was like, I think it's like the highest grossing British film.
No.
Well, we're not complaining. I do think it is really good.
Okay, well, that's fine, and you're allowed to think that. But I realise the reviews have been mixed.
It has. Well, so let me tell you what it's about anyway. Mm. So Eddie and Patsy, they're back together, and they're living a glitzy, glamorous life, shopping, drinking, clubbing, all that. But after a major incident at a fashion launch party, which I won't say because it involves someone, and it is hilarious, but it does involve someone quite big, because of this incident, they have to run away from the paparazzi and all sorts of people at the police. So they obviously go off to the French Riviera and try to sort out if they can live there and never go back to London.
I see.
Yeah, so it's a bit...
So, but is it that sound? That smacks, I have to say. I haven't seen it, but it smacks of sitcom goes to big screen, they go somewhere foreign.
Yeah.
About, I mean, that's a kind of staple of...
It's a bit like Sex and the City.
That's one of the worst films ever made, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sex and the City, the first one, I actually didn't mind. The second one.
Can you explain? So just don't mean to stop me there, but you need to be clearer about Sex in the City.
Sex in the City, yeah. Sarah Jessica Parker.
No, sorry, to Cornelius, because he doesn't know what sex is.
Yeah, what's that first word in?
S-E-X.
What's that?
Yes.
Sex.
Yes.
Can you say that?
No, I can't.
No. No, he's never... He's never been with a lady, so you have to tread carefully.
Shed. Oh, no, I got it.
No, you got there.
I just can't say it.
You'll get there. Yeah.
Shoe.
Shoe in the City.
His mum taught him how to kiss at a bus stop, so that's kind of what you get. It's just a...
Great effort.
It's all right. Just for his benefit. He was looking confused, bless him, and I just wanted to help him along. But so anyway.
Sure.
So Sarah Jessica Parker, terrible film, Sex in the City. Has it got the same vibe as that? I mean, is it better than that?
It is better than that, but it is kind of the same thing, as in, like, there are a lot of cameos. A lot.
Yeah.
And some of them are brilliant, because they are not expecting at all. But
is it worth seeing just to go and see the cameos?
Yeah, but also to see them back together, because they are brilliant, you know, Joanna Gumby, Jennifer Saunders. They are still the same. And they're still just as hilarious. It's just, they are hilarious as people, but in terms of the script, not as good as, like, you know, the TV series and that. But it wasn't going to be. It wasn't. I mean, you have to know they're going into it. It's just a good chance for it to reunite and relive the good old days.
Okay, and it's coming along at the right time, of course, because all of the depressing news and so on and so
forth.
So everyone has sort of said, well, it's certainly done well in terms of where it landed with what's going on politically and everything else. It doesn't concern itself, you know, with Brexit, does it?
So no,
people want a relief from all of that, I think, don't they?
Yeah, they want escapism.
No one wants the same thing over and over again. You just think, right, I'm going to go off and I'm going to listen or watch something different.
Exactly.
So in terms of... where it stands in the pantheon of sitcom to big screen, I guess you've gone Sex and the City, you've got Dad's Army recently, you've got In Between Us.
One was good.
In Between Us?
The first movie, yeah.
Well, no.
Second one, no.
Interesting.
Oh, they're both good.
Ah, well, I've only seen the second one. And
right.
I didn't see this one.
Okay.
But I really liked it.
It's really funny,
I didn't even ever watch The In Between Us on television. I saw the film In Between Us 2 without knowing anything about them.
I think the thing is that it was weird to see them, you know, as like 21-year-olds.
Yeah.
And like adults. The film itself, it's like they were on like a lad's holiday. I'll review this one as well. Go on then.
Yeah. Now we're reviewing all these films.
Yeah, I know. It was much better because they were still in a similar sort of age group and that. But the other one, it was like they were off to become adults and that. It was a bit weird.
Yeah. You didn't identify with it anymore, did you, Barry?
No, not anymore.
No.
When it comes to like In Between Us 3, when it's like a midlife crisis, I probably would do.
That's a good title of the film, In Between Us 3 Midlife Crisis. I think that's, crisis harder. All right, so that's, we've done AbFab then. You liked it.
I liked it.
Paul Ross hated it, just for balance. What you got next?
Next we got Central Intelligence, which is kind of like the lads' version of AbFab, we're going to say. lads on tour with Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart.
Let's have a clip.
I'm talking about the fact that I don't feel like I'm the hero of my own story. That's...
How are you not the hero of your own story? No one else can be. Yo, CJ, I gotta be honest with you, man. I mean, all this talk about Calvin Joyner not feeling like he's a hero, it's crazy talk, man.
No, it's not.
You were the best thing about high school. I'll always believe in you. Yo, do you remember those backflips you used to do? Crowd would go crazy. I was there, too. I'm like, what? How's he do that? How did you do that?
I don't know. I just did it, man.
Exactly. So do it now.
No. You're crazy. No. Oh. No.
What's that?
What are you talking about? What's what?
Golden Jet.
No, stop it.
Golden Jet.
Okay, stop it.
Golden Jet.
All right.
Golden Jet. I'm not going to stop until you do the Golden Jet flip. Okay. Golden Jet.
All right, everybody settle down. No, the crowd wants a Golden Jet flip. And they're going to get a Golden Jet flip.
You go, girl.
Oh, God.
That was so close, Jet.
Sounds rubbish.
He was nearly there. He nearly did the flip. He was close.
I wasn't interested.
Well, fair.
It sounds rubbish. Is it rubbish?
So let me... When I first say it, it sounds incredible. Basically, there was a time in high school where Dwayne Johnson used to be a geek. He was bullied. He was a geek.
So is this true or the plot?
I mean, I'd love it to be true. I'd love it. So there was a time where he was a geek.
Yeah.
And then Kevin Hart, he was like the jock. You know, he was the cool kid on school.
Yeah.
And years later, Dwayne Johnson becomes obviously a CIA agent, which I wouldn't be surprised. It does sound pretty realistic up until this point. And then he's got a top secret case. And then he needs some help.
Sorry, hang on. Do you mean like a suitcase or a...
Oh,
or a job
thing to
do.
Solve.
I mean, that's for you to go and see the film. I don't think.
Don't want to spoil it, do we?
No spoilers.
Good point.
Yep. And then you've got. So he needs a big man on campus, he says, obviously. So he goes to someone who is not in the CIA, Kevin Hart, who's not doing anything much. You know, he's an accountant. And they're going to work together to try and make this case work out, essentially.
Right.
So it makes no logical sense whatsoever.
Is it funny?
They are funny. It's a bit like AbFab where they are funny. Kevin Hart is hilarious. He's one of my favourite comedians. And Dwayne Johnson, I didn't expect him to be so funny, but he really is. And it's a bit like, do you know 21 Jump Street?
Yes.
You know when you got Jonah Hill, Channing Tatum?
Yes.
Completely different.
I really liked that.
Yeah,
film.
Same.
And again, the sequel was even better.
Exactly.
22 Jump Street. If I liked that, I'll like this, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'd say so. You know, there is great action scenes. It may be a bit too long, that's the thing. It's still like a bit over like 2 hours in that. And the jokes can... There are some good jokes, there are some bad jokes in that. It's a mixed bag.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Essentially.
Okay. Well, stay there, because I know you have more. We'll be talking about next. Tease ahead, like Mark Kermode would on Five Live.
I will be talking about Zoolander 2, The Hobbit, and Les Mis.
Right, so that's DVDs, I'm assuming, and TV.
Yeah,
and
our TV.
Yes.
I'm teasing them. Yeah,
that's fine. Don't worry, well teased. You big tease. Right, it's 18 minutes past two. Barry, Teasy Barry. Well, not Norman. We'll have more films next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
The next departure from platform 4 is the delight 746 sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valenceiq.co.uk.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of kitchens from brands including IT and Cook & Lewis, stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. And with Spaces, our quick and easy design tool, we've got the full package to save you time and money. Visit your local store today to talk to us about your next quote. Trade on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Surrey, on the M3 going towards London, we've got two lanes blocked. Very slow traffic due to an accident involving a van and three cars between Junction 3 for Bagshot and Junction 2 for the M25. In Somerset, very slow traffic on the M5 southbound at Junction 21 for Weston-super-Mare due to an earlier vehicle fire. But traffic is getting better in Cheshire now on the M6 northbound between Junction 17 for Sandbach and Junction 18 for Middlewich following an earlier accident. I'm Paul Jenkins.
People of Britain, this summer you can save a whole heap of cash on your car insurance and feel
worth it. Baby, I'm worth it. I'm worth it.
Visit Money Supermarket and you could save up to £250 this summer and feel epic. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
51% of customers could save up to £251 based on Consumer Intelligence March 2016.
I'm worth it.
Prepare to retune your radio to a frequency which exists only in the wildest extremes of your imagination.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes on Talk Radio.
On The Unexplained this week with me, Howard Hughes, the man of a thousand voices, John Culshaw, gives us his impression of the solar system and talks about his hobby, astronomy.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes, Sunday night from 10, Earth Time on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you then. 21 minutes past two, just before we catch up with Barry, not Norman, with the weekend DVD and TV movie of the weekend release screening.
Patchy.
Yeah. We will, of course, bring you breaking news as we have it. The news is very complicated, as you'd expect. Lots going on, of course, in the news, and we know it's hard to keep up, especially right now when events just really just overtake the speed at which they can even be broadcast. That's why we are the most useful and helpful programme on the radio, because we take the news, the complex news, and we break it down for you, because the news is complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
I know you can't, Cornelius, and that's why we're here to help, because the news, broken down to its component parts, obviously it becomes Japanese poetry. So, here is the news. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Woman PM, Spice, girls back, soon, no one left to do the hoovering.
That Japanese poetry can be so sexist. it's 23 minutes past, ironically though, 23 minutes past 2 o'clock and we are looking at films. And Barry is with us. Barry, not Norman, is with us. We've already talked about the Ab Fab movie. We have already talked about, what was the other one?
Central Intelligence.
That's right, with The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Yes.
And now we move on to DVD releases this weekend.
Yes.
What have you got there?
Zoolander DOS.
What have you got there in your little DVD bag that you take around the pubs?
In my little DVD bag, I've got Zoolander DOS.
Yes.
Zoolander 2.
Yes.
Duh. it's pretty much the same as the first one, really.
It disappointing was how it was received, as I recall.
Yeah.
When it came out to the cinema.
Because the thing is, it was like, I think it was around 15 years since the first one. And I thought, it's too long. There's a limit to how much people want to wait.
Yeah.
So this one was for... It's a bit full of like pop culture, mobile phones and that. And we're trying to be cool and we could take selfies and that. And you just wonder, why wasn't it released like just a couple of years after the first one? I've already started out like really negative, I know, but like it's going to get there. But like, yeah.
Okay, but well, no, it's a good question. I think a lot of people asked it at the time. And I guess the answer was that there was, you know, Ben Stiller hadn't got round to writing it. Or something really. And he was doing other things. So, and it became Zoolander when it was at the cinema. The first one wasn't necessarily a hit. I think it was only on DVD that it became a sort of cult hit.
Exactly,
which is probably
why
they had to wait a while and so on and so forth. But again, this is another one that's stuffed to the guts with celebrities, isn't it?
It is. You know, you've got, like, Penelope Cruz, who's already, like, there as part of the cast, but then there's loads of others, both, like, cameo and the cast in that.
Have we reached, like, peak cameo appearance now? It's just not any use anymore, no one cares.
I feel like this is cameo week, we're going to say. I mean, like, the amount of cameos in Ab Fab and this, just, like, is the most throughout the year.
Yeah. Is there anyone, not present company aside, not included as a cameo in one of these two films? I mean, is it more or less everyone you've ever heard of?
Except Beyonce.
Yeah.
Everyone else.
Yeah, everyone else is there.
She was busy on both days when they were filming.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, I thought it was a case of just literally everyone just queuing up.
Pretty much.
Just to turn up to
They were desperate.
Yeah. I mean, what... So... I mean, compared to the first one, it just wasn't worth it.
No, it wasn't worth it. It was a lot of hype as well, because it was so loved in that. And I thought, because, you know, like the whole modelling thing, it's gone through a different time now, you know, with all the selfies and social media and that.
Because that's what it sort of began to parody in the first place.
Exactly,
but now
it's
almost become a parody of itself.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
It's too much. It's like, when they parody it, it's just like, well, no, that's just like...
What happens.
It's not a joke. Yeah, it is just what happens. So that, yeah. I don't know why they did it. It was annoying, because people are going to remember it for that one, really. So, yeah.
All right. What else?
So, that was the DVD of the week. TV films this week. We've got The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. Now, I should say, I've never seen any of the Lord of the Rings films.
Really?
Yes. And I don't know why.
I mean, as a film reviewer, that's a pretty big gap in the...
I know.
In your armoury.
And it was like, it was a huge thing. Just both, like, the success of it, and it was like a huge milestone in terms of like, fantasy films and that.
Yeah.
It's long, though. It's like 10 hours that you've got to get through. You've got to get a day in your diary.
Your work experience, you've got 10 hours, surely. You just...
I'm busy here, there. I'm tired out. Yeah. Here, there, everywhere. Look at me. But anyway, so The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. Thankfully, it's only the first part. So it starts off with, well, we're in Middle-earth. And then Bilbo Baggins, he's somehow been swept on the quest to to reclaim the lost dwarf kingdom of Erebor. Apparently.
Yes.
Which was long ago conquered by the dragon Smaug.
Yes.
Smaug.
Smaug or Smaug?
Smaug.
Right. Like smorgasbord.
Yeah. We'll say Smaug.
Yeah.
It sounds
I think it's Smaug.
Smaug. Go on then. I don't really.
I mean, there was some argument about this when the film came out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, diehard Tolkien fans would go, no, it's Smaug. Other people would go, I think it's Smaug. No, it's Smaug. Because otherwise, if the dragon...
Wait for it.
If the dragon hadn't got anything to do... What would the dwarves have said? If the dragon hadn't got anything to do, what would the dwarves have said? Smorgasbord. Smorgasbord. Well, that doesn't work because it's Smaug. Anyway.
We're going to get Twitch beef now, probably. But yeah, somehow as well, he meets Gandalf, he meets Gollum, and all the great characters. And it's all action-packed in that, so... Yeah.
I like that. That could go on the poster.
Yeah.
It's all action-packed in that.
It's the tagline.
Barry, not Norman. all right, good. What next?
And then, so that's on Saturday, ITV1, 7:45, should have said. Other one is Les Mis. That's on Sunday, Channel 4, 8 p.m. Big old musical again.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen Les Mis, ever?
Neither stage show nor film.
Oh my gosh. Actually, I lie. I've seen Lord of the Rings, the musical. I know. Obviously.
Right, of course you have.
Of course I have.
So what's Les Mis? I mean, everyone knows, you know, what it is, but what they won't have not heard is you singing a bit of it, just to finish on, due to the fact that, as we know, when you do review a musical film for us, you do have to sing some of it.
Because it is so regular.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean sing?
Well, I don't know it. What song from Les Mis would you choose?
I can sing along with the clip.
Is there a clip?
We do have a clip.
Oh, okay, fine.
Go on then.
All right then, let's Les Mis it.
I don't know the words. I don't really know the words.
Well, that's not
it's the same
good.
Melody. There's a lot of words. Look down. I should have prepared for this.
What are they looking down at?
They're looking down. They're like tugging a rope, and they're all like prisoners. So they're doing all the work.
Right.
I'm setting the scene here. They're in the river. They're doing their thing. And then you've got a Hugh Jackman, who stole a loaf of bread, so that's why he's imprisoned.
A huge what?
Hugh Jackman.
Oh.
He stole a loaf of bread, and that's why he got imprisoned for a very long time. And that's where the whole story then goes off. So, all for a loaf of Hovis.
Do you know any of the songs from Lord of the Rings, the musical?
Absolutely not.
Okay. That is Barry, not Norman, reviewing the films. There you have it. Don't go away yet, you haven't marked them out of 10. Of course, what you have to do is take all of those films you've reviewed and give them all a mark, collectively. One mark, all those films, out of 10.
7.52.
Good. There it was. So if you'd at a loose end, then absolutely fabulous. What was the other one called?
Central Intelligence.
Yeah, that's fine. And then those other ones he said. Great. Barry, thank you. Barry, not Norman there with the film review. Now, still to come in the next bit, brand new feature as John and Con sift through the papers, sift through the headlines in a feature we're calling John and Con Sift Through the Headlines. It's also still Some Request Friday, which means you can request speeches or talks that might mean a lot to you. Earlier on, of course, Dean got in touch and wanted to hear the time that Mrs. Thatcher listed facts on what she did to help the homeless and increase the number of homeowners to celebrate the fact that he'd had a poo this afternoon. That came in from Dean. If you've got a request, though, or a dedication for, you know, a special reason like that, then it is a Mrs. Thatcher special due to, of course, the big story today, which is that we will be having a female Prime Minister by the middle of September. Did you just go yes?
No, I was saying that's yesterday's big news story, not today's.
Well, what's on the front of all the papers?
Yeah, that's
there you go.
All the Dallas shootings happened after they went to press.
Yeah, I know that, but that's the big story on all the front of the papers.
Whatever.
So then we go on the streets to find out what the people think. A man will be in a lift.
Yeah.
Reading out the haters' texts and tweets in a feature called The Lift, by the way, travelling down through the building, a feature we call Condescending. And we'll have live music because we're going outside to drag a busker in from the streets. It's just after 2:30. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And Victoria's got the news.
It's been revealed the main suspect in the Dallas police shootings was targeting white officers. Five died and seven others were injured while policing a protest staged after the deaths of two black men by police in other parts of the United States. Chief David O. Brown says they had no other option but to use a robot bomb after negotiations broke down.
Other options would have exposed our officers to grave danger. The suspect is deceased as a result of detonating the bomb.
In the last few minutes, David Cameron has lifted the ban on women serving in frontline close combat roles. The Foreign Secretary says there's no reason to exclude them, provided they meet all the fitness requirements. Figures have revealed a recent spike in reported hate crimes peaked on the day after the EU referendum result was announced. There were 289 alleged offences in the UK on June the 25th. That's equivalent to 12 every hour and a 42% increase on the same time last year. The deaths of two teenagers at the Tea in the Park festival in Perthshire are under investigation. Police say they're being treated as unexplained. A British man has been arrested in Spain on suspicion of holding his son captive for 2 years. Officers found the 19-year-old in squalid conditions during a raid on the family home in Madrid a week ago. The teenager claims he was regularly beaten and given very little food or water. And a former supermodel has won a £53 million divorce settlement at the High Court. Christina Estrada's lawyers claim she needed £1 million a year from Sheikh Walid Jafali's fortune of £196 million for clothes. The weather, any rain clearing, leaving a dry and bright afternoon, highs of 23 degrees. A dry evening for most, but rain will spread in from the west, turning heavy across parts of Wales and the northwest. There's more in half an hour.
That was Victoria. She had the news. Still to come then, as I say, we will be sending a man. He's called Con.
All right.
In a lift, it will travel downwards through the building. He will read out the haters' texts and tweets from it. So you've got a little bit of time. If you hate me personally and all this show, then you can get in touch and have your hate tweet read out. I'm at John Holmes 1, and the show you'll find is at Talk Radio on Twitter, or you can text your hate to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Not only that, the end of the week quiz, I forgot to mention. If you'd like to take part in today's end of the week quiz, based on the last 5 days of Talk Radio in the afternoons, sort of like a brand loyalty test, then you can also get in touch on that number and we will call you back. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's Talk Radio.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon, then, and it's time for us to, myself and Con, to sift through the front pages of the papers in a new feature we're calling John and Con Sift Through the Front Pages of the Papers. So it's, well, the clue is in the name, if I'm brutally honest with you. You've seen it, you've heard it. It's what they do on the radio and on the television. They pick up the newspapers and shuffle them in like this to make it sound like it's really happening, which it is, but, thank you, but which it is, but, we're just going to rattle through. You know how it works. I'm not going to explain it to you. You get people in the studio, they read through the headlines, in case you're too stupid to have seen them or read them yourself. That's how it works, and we just wanted to sort of join in, really, with how news broadcasting works. So, Cornelius, I know you've been sifting through the front pages of the papers.
We'll start with the ones
what have you sifted first?
Start with the ones that are folded in half. The Guardian, Britain to get second female prime minister,
yep,
as May and Anne Leadsom win Tory vote. They've also gone for Zigazig. Ah, the Spice Girls, 20 years on.
Yes, we've got the Times, Leadsom steps down from the shadows to take on May. And that's obviously to do with the big story about the Tory leadership race. Right above that, Ripped and Right On meet the new Tarzan, which I think, I'll be brutally honest, is over a story about the power and empowerment and strong women. Mm. I think having a torsoed man like Tarzan above that is a little bit sexist.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's...
talking of which, the Daily Express, have gone for Battle of Iron Ladies. It's a shame that these ladies are just being sort of degraded and just thought of as people who do ironing, John.
I don't think they haven't really thought that through at all. I mean, I don't think for one second Theresa May and Andrea Leadsom are going to have time to do the ironing.
No, exactly.
Should one of them become Prime Minister. I'm also looking through other headlines here. I've got a copy of Yachting World.
Mm.
Back across the Atlantic, crew's own stories of return voyage to Europe there. They're also going with short-handed spinnaker hoists. We are testing them. Giles Scott there, the columnist in Yachting World, writes about big fleet tactics. That's Yachting World. What have you got there?
Daily Mirror, John. Maggie 2 in Roman numerals, sort of sub-points. It says that it's out with the men, in with the menopause.
Yeah. The Mail have gone with this as well. And again, I think it's just scaremongering, really. I'm not sure that there's any proof. I mean, it's what the Mail do. They've gone immigrants found hiding in back of Leadsom. And that's like the alarmist news that they're... they've said that Andrea Leadsom turned around in an unguarded moment, and the paparazzi's cameras saw some immigrants just hiding in the back of a dress.
No, really?
And the Daily Mail have gone
quite big on that. Quite a scandal.
Railway Modeller have gone for summertime steam in the southwest. They've been down to a visit to Padmouth there to look at their steam railway. They're going for N-gauge ballasting as well. But I don't know what that is. Mm. What else have you got coming?
The Sun's sticking with the main story of the day. May May, Leds and Aid, around the corner, chocolates made. And in Ideal Home, 938 fresh updates for your home. Relax into summer with coastal decor, stylish garden buys and hot hotel luxe looks.
Thank you very much indeed. The Express have gone with Princess Diana back from grave to enter leadership contest. The Sun, Gareth Bale's man bun to go on Love Island. That's the story, of course, that Gareth Bale's man bun has now become a celebrity in its own right, because that's how the bloody world works these days. And has been asked to go on to Celebrity Love Island, where it will sleep with a former Miss England. Airline World have gone with the A350 XWB is a long-haul marvel. They've got a big... big piece on that there, Airline World. You can also win some return flights to Mongolia, apparently, as well. Cornelius?
Yeah, just looking at some of the back pages as well, John. Mirror Sport has gone for football chanting, given a free match ban. The Guardian Sports Strawberries have been suspended at Wimbledon due to rain. Yeah. And The Sun going for cricket still being boring.
Yeah, and we talked about this already, but Ray Winston is joining the Wombles. That is in, actually, genuinely in The Guardian, in the media section as well. That's been in. Ray Winston is going to join a remake of The Wombles, which we're all looking forward to. You know, because... underground, overground, Wombly free! The Wombles of Wimbledon, common are we! Leave it, Tobermory! Just don't leave it! Pick it up! Because the folks have left it behind! Make good use of it.
Never leave anything behind, son.
Ray Winston there in a remake of The Wombles. That's us sifting through the front pages of the papers then on Talk Radio in the new feature. John and Con sift through the front pages of the newspapers. Coming in the next bit of the programme, then we'll go onto the streets to find out what the people think. We'll have an end of the week quiz. If you'd like to have your brand loyalty to this show tested, you can get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And some live music in around an hour's time as we drag a busker in off the streets and give them minimal coin. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondote? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and top chef Barry Vera as they demonstrate a fresh and flavoursome new recipe guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. Plus, answer a cookery question at talkradio.co.uk/competitions to win a hamper of Encona goodies. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Good tradespeople deserve good clients. So join Rated People and gain access to over 75,000 homeowner job leads a month. That's one job posted every 35 seconds. With Rated People, you're in control of where and when you work. Whether you want to grow your reputation, fill gaps in your diary, or expand your business, sign up today and get your first month for just £5. We'll also give you £50 credit to spend on winning work. Text RATED to 66777 or visit ratedpeople.com. Price excludes 20% VAT.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Surrey, on the M3 going towards London, we've got two lanes blocked. Very slow traffic due to an accident involving a van and three cars between Junction 3 for Bagshot and Junction 2 for the M25. In Somerset, very slow traffic on the M5 southbound at Junction 21 for Weston-super-Mare due to an earlier vehicle fire. But traffic is getting better in Cheshire now on the M6 northbound between Junction 17 for Sandbach and Junction 18 for Middlewich following an earlier accident. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan, this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you then, and welcome indeed. You are listening to Talk Radio, where, of course, in a moment, we'll test someone's brand loyalty with the Talk Radio in the Afternoon's Friday End of the Week quiz. However, ahead of that, we've just gone through the papers, of course. If you've just tuned in, we've just gone through all of the front pages of the papers for you as in a news outlet sort of a way. But in case you found it difficult to understand and quite complicated, we do have a way of breaking it down.
Oh, phew.
Yeah, I know. You did. I could see the look in your eyes. You just found it very complicated, didn't
you? Well, John, I don't know really how to say it. I guess what you could say is that I just couldn't get my head around it.
Well, don't worry about it, Cornelius, because this is the show that helps you understand the news by breaking it down to its component part, its basic form, and that is, of course, Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Michael Gove now stabs himself in the back by not being appealing.
It is time for the end of the week quiz.
Looking back over my shoulder.
Ah, yes. Together we look back over the shoulder of the past 5 days here on Talk Radio in the afternoons and turn it into the form of a poorly executed quiz. And this is where you have your brand loyalty tested to the programme. Have you been listening? Have you been paying attention? Because it's very simply a quiz about what happens next. Let's meet today's contestant, who is on the telephone and is called Thea. Hello, Thea.
Hello.
Hi there. Now, Thea, let's indulge in what I'm going to term radio banter and find out a little bit about you, Thea. Where are you from?
I'm from Worcestershire. That was a bit of a vague answer, but I live in a village that no one will have heard of.
Try us.
Feckenham. It's a good name. It's a comical name.
You were right.
Yes.
Feckenham.
Yeah, even people that I went to school with never heard of it, so it's
even people
nice,
from
really.
From there have never heard of it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, and what would be if I travelled to the village of Feckenham in Worcestershire? What would I find there?
You'd find a very nice village green.
Yes.
2 pubs.
Yep.
We used to have 8 pubs apparently,
wow.
Which is quite exciting, yeah. And a park. That's about it, really.
Is it? What's the best pub out of the two?
Well, it depends what you want. For food, it's the Forest, because they're sort of a posh pub, you see.
Yep.
And then the other one for drinks would be the Rose and Crown.
Right, so the Rose and Crown.
There's free advertising there for them.
There you go, Rose and Crown. If you want a nice meal out, down to the Forest. If you want a drink and a fight, off to the Rose and Crown.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how long have you been in Feckenham?
Well, I sort of moved there when I was quite young, so it's about 10 years now, I think. Just a long time, really.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, have you been listening to the show all week?
Oh, yeah. I'm a very avid listener.
Oh, right.
So it was mainly in the background, so to be honest, we'll see.
Yeah. So, it's just sort of, what you're saying is it just sort of washes over you.
Pretty much. Yeah.
It's something you don't really pay any attention to. It's just sort of noise.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, it's like static.
Yeah, sort of comforting burbles in the background.
Yeah, well, I'll take that from you, that's fine. I've always wanted to be someone's comforting burble in the background.
That's good, then.
Right, well, it's going to work like this. There are 3 questions, and basically there are little clips of things that have happened on the show, and you just have to tell us what happened next. If you're ready to play, then we'll begin.
Bring it on.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. We'll begin with Tuesday's show, where after getting a little bit worried that we hadn't heard anything from them during the whole Brexit / government collapsing around our ears time, we spoke to Lembit Opik on the telephone to check that everything was okay with the Liberal Democrats.
The bums rush as the party.
Well,
even though I think it's been a bit unfair.
You brought it up, but I was going to say, did you touch a bum?
That was the other one. They were twins. Of course, yeah. Just in case, yes, that's really good. Did I sleep with both of them? I don't know. They're twins.
Lembit Opik there discussing the fact that he used to go out with one of the cheeky girls. Do you remember that? Do you remember that thing? He used to go out with
the cheeky girl. Yeah, actually, I do really briefly. That was odd, wasn't it?
It was
really
strange. Yes.
Well, he was on. Wasn't he on? What's it? The jungle one. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Oh, now she's questioning us.
turn the quiz back around.
I don't.
I'm sure he was.
I don't know. Was he? I don't know. I don't watch that. Anyway,
that was a few years back. Sorry. Yeah,
that's fine.
Blast in the past.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah. So anyway, he told us there, of course, that he didn't know whether or not he'd slept with one or both of them because they were twins. Lembit Opik there. But can you tell me what Lembit said the next step for the Liberal Democrats was going to be in a scoop to this programme? He said they were going to merge with UKIP. Or did he say they're going to go for a change of direction and start making tea cosies for minorities? Or did he say they're going to build up an orc army and lay siege to Parliament until Tim Farron is made king?
I mean, I really like the sound of the last two options.
Yeah.
Tea cosies a bit underrated. Haven't been across one of those recently.
Yep.
So I would like to go for the second option, because I think there's a niche market out there for more tea cosies.
For the tea cosies, all right, yeah. Let's see if Liberal Democrats have just given up and are now just happily making tea cosies for charity and minorities. Is that what Lembit Opik said?
And we will come rolling back in when the country really needs us, which could be now. We might even merge with UKIP.
Oh, no, he said he was going to merge.
No, I think he's missing a trick.
Merge with UKIP. I think you're right.
He'd get more votes for tea cosies.
Well, not if they were for minorities. If UKIP was involved, they'd veto that. Question number two. Early on in the week as well, we had hot guest action as the comedian Carl Donnelly came in and said these words.
One thing you're not afraid of at this station is a long lead-in, are you? The haiku one, I was like, this is. You've really got 3 hours to kill, haven't you? Let's
try. Is it that obvious? Why do you think you're here? Well, Carl there used a euphemism to describe some of his childhood friends who are now in prison. What did he describe them as? Did he say they were porridge guzzlers? Did he say they were striped pyjama bandits? Or did he say they were members of the old grey bar community?
I'm going to go for the second one, the striped pyjamas.
Striped pyjama bandits, let's find out.
Yeah, a couple of them ended up in the old members of the grey bar community.
Really?
That's prison, right?
It's the grey bar community. Oh. Not really very well, really, are you?
I'm not really. If we're all being honest.
You're representing the town of Feckenham, the village of Feckenham. Obviously, there's only one radio in Feckenham, I guess, and everyone gathers around it to listen to this.
That's exactly it, yeah, exactly. So I don't get out much. I don't know much about the national news.
Outside world. All right, well, let's see how you do with question number three. Finally, question three. Yesterday saw the return to this show of the half-geek, half-radio voice, Rue, who does our geeky, gadgety reviews, and he discussed with us a brand-new futuristic type of tape measure or something.
Beagle is now the name for a new smart tape measure.
Did they not know that the word bagel was already taken? But can you tell me what Rue said the wheel function of the tape measure would be ideal for? The wheel function of the tape measure. He said it would be A, ideal for cutting up futuristic pizzas to feed to our alien overlords. B, you could use it to measure the circumference of a strange chair. Or C, did he say it would be an adequate replacement if the wheel part of a game of Twister broke?
I might just have to go for the first one, just purely for the comedy value. It made me laugh.
All right, fine. just not out loud.
I like the idea to make friends with our alien overlords. It's probably a good idea.
All right, well, no, I admire your thinking, and that's very forward-thinking for someone from Feckenham. So let's let's find out what he said.
The wheel is what you want to use if you want to do that, but with one hand, or if you want to measure the circumference of a strange chair or something. So it's kind of curvy, it's kind of podgy.
I often find myself wanting to measure the circumference of a strange chair.
Yeah.
There it was. It was a strange chair.
I was so confident with that answer. I really thought he'd want to give pizza to alien overlords.
You know what's going to happen? The people of Feckenham will now be angry that you...
There's going to be mutiny. I better not go outside.
You know...
They'll be there with their flaming pitchforks.
I can sense what's happening. Already, they are putting the ladder up to the doorway in the belly of the huge wicker Paul Ross that they built on the village green. Full set breakfast presenter of Talk Radio. They're going to put you in it. And they're going to burn you.
I have to start closing my curtains and pretending I'm not in.
Don't go there. Don't go there, John. Let's check. We're going to check the system, Thea, to find out what you scored. Okay. So
I think it was a high score. I think I did really well in that quiz.
Let's check the system. You just hang on there. We're just going to check the system. Yeah. It's quite a slow system. Yeah, that's all. It's
sophisticated. It takes a long time.
Yeah.
Sophisticated math.
Yeah, it's a little bit. It's quite slow. It's quite a slow system. There's a. Yeah.
Keeping the suspense.
Yeah.
Complex algorithms.
So, I'm sorry about this. It's just like...
quite a slow system today. It's been slow today. It's not normally like this. Well,
it is normally like this.
Yeah, it's quite a slow system.
Just can't get the funding these days, can we?
No, well, that's partly the problem with Fearful.
Yeah.
It's the staff, really. I'll be honest, it's embarrassing now. It's just the system's so slow. Well, you know, there are strict, complex rules about radio competitions, and we have to follow them. Yeah, and you've got to always,
you know, that is it. Yeah,
right. Check the system.
I checked the system, John.
Yes,
and I can reveal that it's time to print the results.
It's quite a slow printer as well.
Slow printer.
Very 90s sounding printer, that one.
It's the only one we've
got.
New. Yeah, it is. off eBay. I mean, it's brand new off eBay.
Yeah. So. It's an Amstrad.
Yeah. Which is why it doesn't work properly. It's just coming through now. There you go.
Right.
There it is.
Right,
okay. Right. She was looking. She had to... it was out of three.
Let me just take the carbon copy off.
Mm.
Okay.
It was out of three.
Yeah.
Thea in Feckenham. And bear in mind, her life depends on this because of the burning in the huge wicker Paul Ross. What did she score out of three?
Out of three?
Yeah.
Thea in Feckenham scored...
Feckenham.
Zero!
So, Thea, the advice is to listen more closer to the radio...
Yeah, that's it, isn't it?
In the afternoon,
move your ear closer.
Radio signal.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
But it was a pleasure talking to you. Give our regards to the good people of Feckenham.
I will do. Feckenham. I will.
As they burn you slowly today.
Yeah.
Good. Thea, thank you. That's Thea on the telephone. We will, of course, test your brand loyalty next week in another game of the end of the week quiz. I never wanted to say goodbye. And we will find ourselves at the door of the big debate next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, he's gone and written me off, Churchy. We get in one scrape and that's it.
Oh, dear.
Well, he never could handle a car like me.
If your car is written off, you can choose between a replacement, paying for an upgrade, or the money.
You've done me a favour there, Churchy.
Oh, yes.
I always knew we were a car crash from the start.
No.
Churchill, depend on the dog.
Comprehensive cover only. Excludes theft claim subject to availability. Minimum car value £3,500 or cash replacement upgrade available when difference is paid. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Blingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply. Advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status, guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Enjoy your barbecue with Asda this weekend with top prices on beer and cider, like a 12-pack of Corona or an 18-pack of Magnus for just £10. Asda. Save money. Live better. Barbecue subject to risk of overdone sausages and burgers. Corn on the cob optional. Selected stores. Max 6 per customer. Subject to availability. Ends 31st of July. Drink aware. Corona 330ml, Magnus 440ml.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get treble the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in the Euro 2016 final. So if they score two, you win treble. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets. Penalty shootouts excluded. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Indeed. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's just coming up to 3 o'clock on a Friday. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Dallas gunman wanted to kill white people, women to serve in close combat roles, and Wales are being welcomed home.
Talk Radio.
Police in Dallas said they had no option but to use a bomb robot to kill a suspect who'd been exchanging fire with officers. Three other people were being held after five officers were killed and at least seven injured by snipers. Before he was killed, the coroner's suspect said he was angry about black people being killed by white police officers. Dallas Chief of Police David O'Brien says all communities should now come together.
There are no words to describe the atrocity that occurred to our city. All I know is that this must stop, this divisiveness between our police and our citizens.
The US President Barack Obama has condemned the attack.
I believe that I speak for every single American when I say that we are horrified over these events and that we stand united with the people and the police department in Dallas.
The ban on British women serving on the front line is going to be lifted. The Prime Minister says the change will be brought in as soon as possible to increase opportunities for female soldiers. It means they'll be able to join as tank and infantry soldiers for the first time. Here's the Foreign Secretary, Philip Hammond.
I kicked off this process. It's taken us a while to get here, but I'm delighted that we have got here. There's no reason to exclude women from combat, provided they can meet all the fitness requirements and everything else.
Police Scotland are investigating the deaths of a teenage boy and girl at Tea in the Park Festival. They're not thought to be related and both are being treated as unexplained. Campers started arriving at Strathallan Castle yesterday for the three-day event, which will be headlined by the Stone Roses tonight. A British man who's suspected of holding his son captive for 2 years in Spain has been arrested. Officers found the 19-year-old in squalid conditions when they raided a family home in Madrid. And Wales's 2016 heroes have landed back on home turf. The squad have had the red carpet treatment at Cardiff Airport, where they've returned after making history by reaching the semi-final at the Euros. They're due to go on an open-top bus tour before the Manic Street Preachers play to 33,000 fans at Cardiff City Stadium. Nicky Wire is from the Manics.
From the depths of despair, you know, in sometimes in the past, and I've been there many times watching us, you know, losing playoffs or, you know, to Romania and Russia and stuff like that, and for it finally to come true, that's why I think everyone's enjoying it so much and the team are having so much fun. It's because, you know, when you're a small nation, these things don't happen very often.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry and bright for most places this afternoon, highs of 23 degrees. Rain will spread in from the west tonight, turning heavy across parts of Wales and the northwest.
Great. That's Victoria. She had the news. And now, is it Dibble?
Yeah.
Alex Dibble has your 3 o'clock sport live from standing next to a bagpiper on a Scottish street.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Pep Guardiola says he wants to prove that he can play beautiful football in the Premier League. The Spaniard's been speaking to the media for the first time since becoming Manchester City manager and says he wants to show his style from Barcelona and Bayern Munich can work in England.
That's why I'm here, to prove myself that I'm able to do that. In Barcelona, where I have actually everything, the best player ever. In Bayern Munich, a club where you have a lot of experience as well from many teams. And here is another test for my career.
As they give Jurgen Klopp a new six-year contract, Liverpool's owners say his leadership is critical to everything we hope to achieve. His deal was until 2018, but the manager's now committed until 2022. And Roger Federer has levelled his Wimbledon semi-final with Milos Raonic at one set all. The winner will play Andy Murray or Thomas Burdick for the trophy on Sunday. Those two play in the second semi-final later this afternoon. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
That's Alex Dibble with the sport live from standing next to a man playing bagpipes on a Scottish street. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. The big debate is coming next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So then, yeah, 4 minutes past 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. Welcome to Talk Radio. We are keeping you up to date with all the big stories as they move along, of course, or would be if I hadn't been distracted by the fact that Ray Winston is joining the cast of the remake of The Wombles, which is possibly the biggest story in the UK today for me. Underground, overground, Wombling free. The Wombles of Wimbledon Common are we? That is, of course, after the news of the remake, the all-female remake of The Government, which is going on at the moment, although the previews for that, you know, which was basically Thatcher, don't bode very well.
Talk Radio.
Time for the big debate. So, of course, the other big story of the week is Tony Blair and the fallout from the Chilcot report. One of the quotes that was used that we were talking about earlier is that Sir John Chilcot said in no way was any of the information that he gathered. It didn't come from any sources that he couldn't trust. Unlike, he said, the source, this is because the spy chief apparently didn't tell Tony Blair about the lies of the key source. The key source that led the intelligence that was going to war turned out to be a liar, but Tony Blair never found out about it because the intelligence chief didn't tell him. And the quote, of course, being that no one, including the source, was strong-armed into giving that information at all. It was purely they could come forward as a volunteer, but subsequently turned out to be a liar. Listening to that on the telephone now regarding that story... is I've got Andy. Andy's on the phone. Good morning. Good afternoon. Morning, Andy.
Hello.
Hi there. So you're listening to that, of course, and you don't like the idea of arms at all. We talked about someone being strong-armed, but the very notion of the flappy things that hang off your shoulders make you angry, don't they?
Well, of course they do. If we didn't have arms, there would be no bad things in the world.
Yeah.
And therefore, arms are the source of all evil.
Yes, I think you could trace most things back, like crime, for instance. The terrible events in America today, and on many occasions, of course, in America and elsewhere. You know, let's be brutal. Without arms, no one's firing guns, are they? And without arms, a lot of armed crime where people use their arms to commit it, just wouldn't happen. So I can't see why anyone would argue with you being against arms, but. Stevie in Rochdale's called up because he wants to keep them. Stevie, good afternoon.
This is just ridiculous. Can I just say that?
Well, you can say that, yes.
Right, you talk about arms doing evil, right?
Yeah, arms do evil.
What I do on Saturdays is I give out free hugs down the Wheatsheaf shopping centre.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to do that if I haven't got arms? Like, I can't wrap my thighs around people.
Well, you... Well,
like, you need... You, like, good things come from having that. Like, I know they make all them amazing greetings cards what's painted by mouth and everything. But you can't do everything with your mouth, John.
Well, there's...
I don't reckon mouth cricket would be much cop, to tell you the truth.
I can... Look, I think you can certainly... Your hugging story, for a start... I don't think you've got permission for that, and I think that's the kind of thing.
Oh,
that,
God, do you need permission? No, I don't need permission. Just go and give people all.
No, you can't.
And it's nice.
No, it isn't from you.
What's and wrong the
no,
nice?
Not from you. And the point is, if you're using your thighs to do it, I wouldn't put that past you.
Well, you've given me no option because you banned arms, John. What am I supposed to do? Like, another question for you. Right? How's a singer like Christina right? She has to use her arms to show you what note she's singing. Like, her hand goes up and down with the note so deaf people can see how clever they're being. Like, whoa, 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 up and down, up and down.
Right, well, listening to that, Andy's still on the other line. Andy, you've said all the evils of the world will stop if we remove people's arms, and he says Christina Aguilera.
I didn't say it like that, John. I did not say it like that. Yo, you're taking the mic. That's rude.
Andy, what do you say about that?
What, isn't Christina Aguilera one of the evils of the world?
Well, there you go. Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, Andy. No, Stevie. Stevie.
No.
Good.
Stop.
Good, because you've had your say, and I want Andy to come back in.
I've got more, mate.
No. Wait your turn. In the argument, Andy, come back in. You're against arms. Give us some more examples. Tell us why. What is the problem with arms?
Well, we've already addressed all of the evils in the world. So also, we have to also compare them to their nearest relatives, the legs.
Yes.
And what can you do with arms that you can't do with legs?
Precisely.
Better.
Yes.
They're stronger.
Yes.
They're thicker.
Yes.
Which is lovely. They're in a more exciting realm of the body as well. So, really, I can't even fathom any arguments for arms.
Can I please come back on that, please? Can I come back on that, please?
You are wrong. Yes, Steve, you can come back.
You are so wrong. Oh, my God. Policeman directing traffic. Can't just do nothing. You can't, like, be jabbing at it with your thigh, can you? Because people won't see it in cars. What about aeroplanes? Like, I started to, like, training to be a flight steward once, but, like, oh, I went off hard, right? And they caught me drinking all the miniatures in the practice cabin. I got tripped off. But how are you supposed to point at the exits with your leg?
Well, you could do that. That's the point Andy's making. You can
how
do...
How are you supposed to... Oh, you could. Don't be ridiculous. How are you going to have, like, Lord Sugar going, well, what I was F2, I was F2, you with regret... You're fired. No, not you. No, the other one.
No, you're wrong. Because
he could.
Lord Sugar, if you took away Lord Sugar's arms, right, you could. I admit that his legs are under the desk, but there are two ways around this.
Right.
One is...
You
could say name.
Wait, Lord Sugar, yes, he could sit on the desk, or you could graft his legs into the places where his arms were. Right,
then he's going to be under the table. You just see his legs popping up from the desk.
No, he's torso still above. His torso still above the table. You've grafted the legs into the where the arms were. By all means, keep the hat.
Who has to pay for that?
License payers. That's who.
Yeah, same thing. It's a poll tax on television.
All right, okay.
Can I give you my final argument, please, or what?
No, you can't. You can wait your turn. Because you get your... I'm going to cut you off because you're getting rude.
Seriously, Stevie, we cannot have grown-up debates like this on the radio with you talking over everybody.
Just wait your turn.
No,
now,
I'm stopping.
Have you stopped? Right. Andy, let me bring you back in here, of course. This is a good point, isn't it? Right, we said, of course, gun control will be helped enormously if people don't have arms, because you can't pick a gun even up, let alone fire it. And where do you find... This is a question. Where do you find most guns? The army. Yes, that's right. And it's called the army, and that's a clue, isn't it? Right, and the army... Who has guns? The army, unless Tony Blair's equipped them. But they do, don't they?
They do have arms.
Yes.
I don't want to.
They don't call it. What I'm saying is, they don't call it the leggy. You don't join the leggy, do you?
Yeah.
Well, no. We are all agreed that the army's terrible.
Yeah.
So.
I can't believe.
Yeah, there
that.
We go. It's not the leggy. I agree.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of everything.
Or just change the name. Make it less aggressive. Change the name.
I agree. Like names and name calling. Like some people talk about forearms and stuff. I think just because someone wears glasses on their arms, you shouldn't discriminate against them. Yeah. But my main point, if I could just get it out, please, is dancing. Like, how are you going to do? How are you going to do YMCA? Like dot dot dot. You can't do.
Well,
you'd end
okay.
up with a nation of, like, river dancers.
Well, you
and who wants that? Because you just look like you're trying to get your stage six swimming badge on land.
Andy,
you look like a joke, John.
Andy, for once, Stevie said something relevant. You can't do the YMCA with no arms, can you?
That's such a relief. The YMCA is the worst part of any wedding.
Yeah.
So I'm all in favour of that. I think we should outlaw the YMCA.
What about the speeches? The speeches are worst bit.
Yeah, but
now
you're being ludicrous because now you're talking about banning mouths, and I mean that's you
well.
Know,
then it's like, oh, stupid. Will you please raise your glasses again with your legs or whatever?
Well, people have learned to do that. I mean,
while you're all sat as torsos,
all
on
right,
the floor
okay,
with your legs,
all
on
right,
the
okay.
Shoulders.
Let me ask this of Andy. Because this is a point I thought you'd bring up, Stevie, and you haven't yet, but you will, I know. What about the fact that we've got the right to bear arms? You know, we've got the right to have arms, but bear arms of bears. I mean, these are, you know, moving human arms away and putting the arms of bears in their place. And that's a basic right, isn't it?
Not for English people. You're thinking about Americans.
Yeah.
And they're clearly not coping well with that right.
Yeah. So. Well, that is true. Yeah.
I went down to London once and I met a bloke who told me it was a bear. I was like, you're a what? Really weird. Anyway, they looked at me funny all night.
Yeah. What about if we keep?
I think I've won. The point is, I think I've won.
No, no. What if we keep?
Yes, yes.
No, I'm prepared to compromise. What if we keep hands, right? But cut out the middleman. Move the bit between the wrist and the shoulder, right? And just put them beyond use. Let's lay down our arms.
I can
next
see,
to each
I mean, hands is another battle for another day.
Yeah. But would you be happy with that, Andy? You're against arms. Would you be happy if we had, you know, like the song, You Need Hands? Or would you like them to go as well?
I would eventually like them to go.
Yeah.
Because I feel that they're as bad or worse
yes,
than arms.
As worse.
But I realise
this is exactly the thing. First they come for the appendices, and I said nothing because I'd already had my appendix out.
Yeah.
Then they came for the arms, and I felt like I have to say something because what are they coming for next?
Tummies.
Oh, it's a joke.
I think we want to just get rid of everything eventually.
Let's be honest. The world would be a safer place if we got rid of everything.
Exactly.
Can we agree on that point?
But it would be a less interesting place as well.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah. No. Yes. Do you know what? This is actually quite interesting.
It's actually a fewer interesting place, but I won't. Anyway, look, the debate is set to run, isn't it? Tempers are being raised. Let me ask you to sum up the debate in one word, please, gentlemen. Andy, who's very much against us having arms anymore in this post-Brexit, post-Chilcot, post-natal world. Andy, sum it up in one word.
Armful.
And Stevie in Rochdale.
Foot jobs.
And with that, we must close the debate. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we need arms in this day and age, 87... 222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
17 minutes past 3. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display
Thor hammer headlights, and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just $259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of kitchens from brands including IT and Cook & Lewis. Stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. And with Spaces, our quick and easy design tool, we've got the full package to save you time and money. Visit your local store today to talk to us about your next quote. Trade up.
Ever wonder what your pets get up to when you're not at home?
Here's the thing, Chloe, you're a cat. And no offense, but people don't really love cats as much as us dogs.
Duke, I could really care less.
You check out like 80% of songs online, and they're about dogs. How much is that doggy in the window? And how about this classic? What if I stream a little bit of this? You're nothing but a hound dog. Oh, what is wrong with this internet?
Download to your heart's content. Switch to super reliable Sky Broadband. Sky. Believe in better. Sky network areas only. Check your speed at sky.com. Further terms apply.
Talk radio, traffic and travel.
In Derbyshire on the M1 southbound, we've got one lane blocked and queuing traffic due to an accident between junction 29 for Chesterfield and the Tipshelf services. On the M5 northbound in Somerset, stop-start traffic between junction 25 for Taunton and 21 for Weston Supermare. There was an accident on that stretch earlier. And in Cheshire on the M56 eastbound, there's been an accident between junction 14 for Hapsford and junction 12 for Runcorn. It's causing very slow traffic and the lane is partially blocked. I'm Paul Jenkins.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortar board to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
20 past three, Friday afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. A lot of reaction coming in from that big debate this afternoon about whether or not in this day and age, post-Brexit, post-Chilcot, post-office, whether or not we still need arms, because are they or are they not the root of most crime? Without arms, there would be much fewer crime. Andy was very much against them, thought we should just literally lay them down. And Stevie and Rochdale thought we needed them at weddings for the YMCA. What's coming in, Cornelius?
Oh, John, lots coming in on both sides of the argument. Without arms, the only way to pleasure anyone would be to go to the pleasure beach in Blackpool.
Yeah.
No one in this day and age should have to go to Blackpool, John. That's come from concerned mother. Mm. We're having a go at arms, but what about head, shoulders, knees and toes? That's coming from knees and toes.
Right, thanks very much. We were talking about whether or not it would, if we just removed everyone's arms, it would solve gun crime, because obviously you need arms to pick them up. Jean's just texted in, John, what's the kind of gun? An Armalite is. That's even got the word arm in it.
Mm.
And that's true. Yes, Con.
Yes, this is coming from Person, who says, arms have joints. Now, I don't agree with drugs, and elbows are only a gateway body part.
Thanks very much indeed. It's time to go out onto the streets where you'll find, if you've ever been out onto a street, and I know not everyone has, but some people have it. And what you'll find is that they have people on them. You may have seen some people on the street. You may have even spoken to one or two of them. It is unlikely though if you are, you know, British. But out there, the people think. But the question that we ask is, what do the people think? What do the people think out on the street? We send our intrepid reporters out there on a weekday, daily basis to find out today, do the people on the street think chicken or stars?
Chicken.
Stars.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Stars.
Stars.
Chicken. Stars.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Stars.
Chicken.
Stars.
Stars.
Chicken.
Stars.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Stars.
Stars.
Chicken.
Stars.
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 Chicken.
Stars.
Stars.
Chicken.
Stars.
Stars.
Chicken.
Stars.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Stars.
Chicken.
Stars.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Stars.
Stars.
Chicken.
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 Chicken. Stars.
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 Chicken.
Chicken.
Stars.
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 Chicken.
Chicken.
Stars.
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 Chicken.
Stars.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Stars.
Chicken.
Stars.
Stars.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Stars.
Chicken.
Stars.
Stars.
Chicken.
Stars.
Chicken.
Stars.
Stars.
Chicken.
Chicken. Chicken.
Stars.
Stars.
There it is. That's what the people think out on the streets right now, as we've been out to take the pulse of the nation and find out whether or not they think chicken or stars. But what do you think? Do you think chicken? What do you think? Stars. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word chicken or the word stars.
Right. Now, it's Friday, which means it's Some Request Friday. And this is your chance to make a request or dedication on Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. They do it on Radio 2, which is where we got the idea. They call it All Request Friday, so we can't for legal reasons. We also can't play music like they do, because people phone in and go, oh, it's my birthday, Simon Mayo. Can I hear Camouflage by Stan Ridgway from 1986? And he goes, yeah. And he plays it. We can't do that because we're not a music radio station. But what we can do is play you speeches and talks that mean a lot to you. Maybe it's your birthday and you go, oh, John, it's my birthday and I'd like to hear one of Mrs. Thatcher's speeches. And I say, oh, yeah, all right, fine. And that's how it works. So you can request speeches and talks. And it's a Mrs. Thatcher special today because, of course, the big story, as we know, on the front of every single newspaper today is that we are going to have the first female Prime Minister, be it Theresa May or Andrea Leadsom, since Mrs. Thatcher. So it's a Some Request Speech Friday Thatcher Speech special. Hi, John. Hi, John and team. Happy Friday, thank you. It's a lovely day in Brexit Britain, so it would seem weird not to celebrate it and get ourselves in the mood for the weekend by listening to some classic Thatcher. Please can you play Thatcher's last great public speech, which was at the 2001 general election rally. I remember seeing it live. Broke my ankle in the mosh pit. Thanks very much. That's coming from Simon. So especially for you, Simon, because you're absolutely right. Why not celebrate the lovely day and get ready for the weekend with this classic Thatcher anthem, Thantham. It's her last great public speech at the 2001 general election rally.
My friends, New Labour, in its shriveled heart, is embarrassed by our history, scornful of our achievement, oblivious of our legacy. They think that they can remove Britain's sovereignty just as they put up Britain's taxes by stealth. They are wrong, but they are too arrogant and too remote to know it. So, my friends, a mighty burden rests on us. We have 16 days to shift opinion and to shake this rotten government to the core. That is our task. Let's go about it now.
And that's Mrs. Thatcher there speaking in 2001 at the general election rally. That's all part of Some Request Friday this afternoon on Talk Radio. A classic Thatcher, a Thatcher anthem, a thanthem. And thanks for playing it, John. I remember seeing it live, breaking my ankle in the mosh pit. What a gig. So if you've got a request this afternoon, I say it's a Thatcher special because of the news that we are going to have another woman Prime Minister, be it Leadsom or May, then do get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And the reason that Cornelius's voice has gone all north, seemingly, is that it's not Cornelius, it's Ask Broadcast, who has come in here from through the glass.
Hi.
And brought her misery with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the reason for that is Cornelius has gone into a lift. Because this is condescending. It's where Cornelius, con, he insists, is short for it. It isn't. But for the purposes of this week, pun, it is. He takes the haters, texts and tweets that we receive over the past week, either on Twitter or via text, or to me personally. If you'd like to hate me personally, at JohnHolmes1 is the Twitter to do that. If you are a troll or a hater, or you can just hate the radio station in general, or this show, at Talk Radio on Twitter, or 87222, start your message
with the word talk,
and then add some hate on the end. Right, so Cornelius, the idea of this is, of course, he takes all of those things, goes into the lift here at Talk Radio, and then reads them out as it travels downwards through the building in a feature we like to call condescending. He should be there now, Cornelius. Hi, Cornelius. Hi, Cornelius.
Hello, John, in the lift already. Yep. Right.
Right. Yeah, what station's on?
Yeah, here? Basically, I found out that you can change the channel on the radio to any radio station, so this is what I'm listening to.
Right.
Can you tell us about visual learning? And
what station's that? What is it?
It's the Voice of Islam. Let's begin. At Mark Luca 1 says, John at John Holmes 1 on at Talk Radio is a truly awful radio host. Switching over to at BBC 5 Live, hashtag Chilcot. And then he followed it up after someone questioned him on it, saying, he is just not funny, boring, and annoying, and talks over everyone. Simple.
I don't think I do that.
This was a text. If I had to summarize this show up in one word, that word would be abomination.
It's a long one.
Yep. There's not enough news on this show. That's coming from Denny. The production values of the show leave much to be desired, said an online forum that my friend showed me. Yeah. Jack says he likes to punish his kids when they're misbehaving in the car by putting John Holmes on the radio. Yes, this show is appalling nonsense that I'm switching off straight away. I will decide whether to come back when it is over. Thank you, Terry, for your text yesterday. This also came in yesterday. Boring. Yes, and finally, it says on the Talk Radio website that there's a comedian on in the afternoons. What time will that start? Back to you, John.
Thanks very much, Cornelius. Ah, the haters gonna hate. So if you've got something unpleasant to say about the show in on a public forum in a rude sort of a way, then please send it over to us. You can do it directly at JohnHolmes1, or you can send it to at Talk Radio on Twitter, or use the text, of course, which is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk and then some hate.
Thank you very much. In the next half an hour, then, live music as we bring you a busker that we've literally dragged in off the streets for minimal coin. And he will be performing one of his own songs and then a cover version. You will find that all coming in the next half an hour here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
3:30, Victoria's got the news.
A suspect who died after a standoff with police in Dallas as he wanted to kill white officers. Earlier, 5 police died, 7 were wounded and 2 civilians were shot by sniper fire at a Black Lives Matter protest rally. Chief of Police David O'Brien has praised his officers' bravery.
You see video footage after video footage of them running toward gunfire from an elevated position with no chance to protect themselves and to put themselves in harm's way to make sure citizens can get to a place of security.
In the last few minutes, a mentally ill man has been jailed for life for killing an elderly man in a fit of road rage. 35-year-old Matthew Daly will serve at least 10 years in prison for stabbing 79-year-old Donald Locke to death in West Sussex almost a year ago. David Cowan has lifted the ban on female soldiers serving in frontline close combat roles. The Prime Minister says it will be implemented as soon as possible to allow the armed forces to make the most of all their talent and increase opportunities for women. Scotland Yard has praised the bravery of a 12-year-old who managed to jump out of a moving car when it was stolen with her and her baby brother inside. The schoolgirl hit the floor but then managed to run into a shop who then alerted police. The boy was found alive and well on a doorstep 3 miles away. And the Wales team have touched down in Cardiff after flying home from their historic Euro 2016 campaign. They'll be celebrating during an open-top bus parade this afternoon through the city centre before the Manic Street Preachers performed to a sell-out crowd. The weather rain spreading to northern and western parts tonight, low highs of 13 degrees. Tomorrow will be generally cloudy and humid with outbreaks of rain, which will be heaviest in the west. Dry and sunny in southern England. There's more in half an hour. The end.
Did you need to do the weather?
I've done it.
I wasn't listening. It's 3:32. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Live music coming next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases. And I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio. Yes, hello, I'm John Holmes. Cornelius, probably got some of your reactions that are coming in.
Yeah, it's you'd back. Imagine that I do have some reactions, and I do.
Excellent. What's coming in, Cornelius? Bear in mind that Talk Radio is, of course, the home of reaction. You can react in this direction to all of the big news stories, as you have been. What have we got?
Yeah, lots coming in. John says, sent a warning over prices rising due to the sterling slump. That's from John Lewis. And theatre critic says, I went to see Brexit the musical. I don't think it's as good since all its main cast members have left.
Thank you very much. If you've got a reaction, you can send it to us, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's Live Music Friday. That's, if you're a regular listener, God help you, then you will know that on a Friday we do literally go out into the, we take ourselves by the hand and lead ourselves through the streets of London in order to find a busker from those streets, bring that busker in here to perform and play live on the radio for us, thereby losing them money. But that's not the point
that's
of the exercise.
Okay. I've got a gig tonight.
Oh, we'll be fine. This is Henry. Henry has been dragged in. What street were you dragged from, Henry?
I was performing next to Leicester Square tube station.
Yep.
So is that Agatha Christie corner? That's a corner just next to Scarlett's.
There is. That's very, very London-y. But yes. You're absolutely right. Agatha Christie corner there is. Yes. And how long did you be? What was your workload today? How long have you been doing it?
Well, I've been performing in London for 2 years and a half, but basically combining busking and gigging.
Gigging, yep.
I just always enjoy busking because it's, you get new contacts, you get new gigs, new venues call you. You know, so it's great for that.
Yeah.
It's great for
this happens.
Yes, you know, this happens.
The exactly. Highlight.
Yes, this is lovely. It's lovely. I'm loving hearing myself too, actually. I'm through this mic. It's very, very cool.
Yeah. Well, it's at least it works for once. It normally doesn't.
Yeah,
so
it sounds good.
Been doing it for 2.5 years.
London. In London. More than that. I was in France before that because I was finishing my studies in my mid-20s. So, yeah, I was combining gigs and university work, but then I just decided to come to London and do it full time.
I see. So where in France were you? What were you doing?
South of France, southeast.
Oh, so nice.
Yeah, next to Nice and Marseille and Montpellier, that area.
That's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Sunny.
Yeah. And you came?
But the French, right?
Well, you know.
I'm joking. I like some of the French.
Some of the French, which is not all of them.
No, just not.
Fair
no.
enough. Yeah. All right, well, you're going to play one tune for us now, I know, which is one of your own, am I right?
Yeah, this is going to be one of my own. It's work in progress, but right. It should be. Yeah, it's called Shackles.
Shackles, okay. And here we are then, live music. Just Henry, or do you want?
Henry's fine. Henry Facey. Henry Facey.
Henry Facey.
Yeah.
Live music then on Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. Henry Facey.
Thank you. I gave up the days for a touch of something real. Wrapped in these sheets, it's your sorrow and a pill. I never thought it could have been. Never really meant that much to me. A flash of light and the buzzing of your mind. The ins and outs and the trails left behind. I always knew the easiest way to leave. I never thought it means so much to me. Now I see the walls are way too high, I agree. There's nowhere left now for these souls to breathe. And in time they'll see it's all a game of trust and grief. You dare to dive and then you're in too deep. I spend these nights staring through a glass. Well, I told you lies, but I'll try and make you laugh. So much time to think things through. I finished every single drop for you, but now I see the walls are way too high, I agree. There's nowhere left now for these souls to breathe. And in time they'll see it's all a game of trust and grief. You dare to dive and then you're in too deep.
Oh, that's Henry live in the studio. That's excellent stuff, isn't it? Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
In your face, LBC.
Yeah.
Work in progress.
That was great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good
Thank
stuff. You. So is that, I mean, when you do the busking, do you do a mixture of your own stuff or do you just go crowd pleaser?
I go full on crowd pleaser, mate.
Do you? Yeah, I suppose that's
going to... busking, I do.
In terms of gigging, we'll talk a bit more about this in a moment, but in terms of gigging, do you sort of do all your own stuff or do you kind of mix it up as well?
I mix it up, gigging more, because I've got in some places, like for tonight, I'm performing in Bow Market, actually, a bit of promotion.
No, please do.
At Roast Restaurant.
Roast Restaurant, Bow Market.
Bow Market. And there I have 3.5 hours to play.
Ooh.
So I kind of...
You're like Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, yeah. I heard he just... Yeah. But he's non-stop. I have to stop, otherwise I just faint. But that's 3.5 hours. So I have to kind of like mix and match the covers and the... my own stuff.
Okay. Well, speaking of covers, that's what we're going to be hearing next.
Yeah.
What are you going to play?
I'm going to play Don't Think Twice, It's Alright by Bob Dylan, if that's okay.
That's absolutely fine, yeah. So we'll be back after some break with Henry, who will be doing a bit of Bob Dylan for us. This is Talk Radio. We'll also try and squeeze in another request for Some Request Friday, where we bring you a speech or talk today, due to the fact that Leadsom and May, one of them, will be the next female Prime Minister. Today is a Thatcher special, if you want to hear one of Mrs. Thatcher's speeches, because, maybe it's... your birthday or anniversary, or maybe you're driving in the car thinking, it's a Friday. Just to get me in the mood for the weekend, I'd love to hear Mrs. Thatcher declaring war on the Falklands. Whatever it might be, then you get in touch with us and we'll see what we can do. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Blingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNCs apply. Advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
Van Buster now on. Blue Circle Cement was £3.54, now just £3.33 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
Enjoy your barbecue with Asda this weekend with top prices on beer and cider, like a 12-pack of Corona or an 18-pack of Magnus for just £10. Asda. Save money. Live better. Barbecue subject to risk of overdone sausages and burgers. Corn on the cob optional. Selected stores, max 6 per customer, subject to availability. Ends 31st of July. Drink aware. Corona 330ml, Magnus 440ml.
football has its fair share of millionaires. And now you could get a slice of the action thanks to Papa John's Pizza. We're signing up an army of fans ahead of the football this summer. And if a million fans register, someone could win 1 million euros. Sign up now at 1millionfans.com and tell everyone you know, because we need 1 million fans to make someone a euro millionaire. Visit 1millionfans.com today. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
In a summer full of sport, now's the time to start your own bike adventure. Whether it's dusting off your old bike or time to invest in a new one, Halfords have everything you need. Pop in for a free on-the-spot bike check and our bike experts will check your wheels, tyres, brakes and gears. And even oil your chain for free. Or check out our great range of bikes and accessories in-store and online, giving you the freedom to start a new bike adventure this summer. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Derbyshire on the M1 southbound, we've got one lane blocked and queuing traffic due to an accident between junction 29 for Chesterfield and the Tipshelf services. On the M5 northbound in Somerset, stop-start traffic between junction 25 for Taunton and 21 for Weston Supermare. There was an accident on that stretch earlier. And in Cheshire on the M56 eastbound, there's been an accident between junction 14 for Hapsford and junction 12 for Runcorn. It's causing very slow traffic and the lane is partially blocked. I'm Paul Jenkins.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do that. Tomorrow afternoon from 1, we investigate the chatbot robot lawyer that has helped appeal over $4 million worth of fines in just 21 months, netting a fortune for his teenage creator in the process.
I'm sorry, Mr. 3PO, but I've already started writing out the ticket.
Oh, what a ghastly fine. I told you not to park here, you stupid tin bucket.
The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man. Get tipped off, not ripped off. Tomorrow afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, whatever. It's 4:15. Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. Just before we hear more from Henry, our busker that we've dragged in from the streets for live music on a Friday, it's some request. Friday, don't forget that, as I mentioned, if you'd like to hear a speech or talk. It's like Simon Mayo's All Request Friday on Radio 2, but A, we can't use the word all because he copyrights it, and also we can't play, you know, a song because it's talk radio. So, speeches or talks that you'd like to hear to set you up for the weekend. Hi, John. Hi, team. This is coming in from Sam. I've just seen, I was just watching television there, listening to you, but I had the television on mute, and I've just seen Stephen Mulhern pop up on that television. So please could you play for me some of Margaret Thatcher's No, No, No speech? It's a classic. I know all the words, and I'd like to speak along with it at home in my pants. This is from Sam. So Thatcher's No, No, No speech. I think it's much better than the Two Unlimited cover version. So especially for you, Sam, for some request speech Friday, here it is.
Yes, the Commission does want to increase its powers. Yes, it is a non-elected body, and I do not want the Commission to increase its powers against this House. So, of course, we are differing. Of course, the chairman or the president of the Commission, Mr. Delors, said at press conference the other day that he wanted the European Parliament to be the democratic body of the community, he wanted the Commission to be the executive, and he wanted the Council of Ministers to be the Senate. No. 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 Perhaps the Labour Party would give all those things up easily. Perhaps they would agree to a single currency, to total abolition of the pound sterling. Perhaps, being totally incompetent with monetary matters, they'd be only too delighted to hand over the full responsibility, as they did to the IMF, to a central bank. The fact is, they have no competence on money, no competence on the economy, so yes, the Right Honourable Gentleman would be glad to hand it all over.
Mrs. Thatcher's there. No, no, no speech. No, no.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
There will not be a single currency. especially for Sam, who Wanted to hear that because he's just seen Stephen Mulhern pop up on his television and wanted to object to that through Mrs. Thatcher's mouth. That was some request, speech request Friday. Now, new music is what we bring you. Well, not new, because it's a cover version, but it's new to us because we haven't met him before today. He's called Henry. He's a busker. We've dragged him in from the streets. Hello, Henry.
Hello, lovely to see you. Meet you again.
Good. We've already heard your song, Shackles?
Shackles,
yeah, yes. Yeah. So, next song is...
Don't Think Twice, It's Alright by Bob Dylan.
Okay, here we go then. Live music on a Friday on Talk Radio. Here it is.
Well, it ain't no use in sitting, wonder why, babe, if any don't know by now. It ain't no use in sitting, wonder why, babe, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on. But don't think twice, it's all right. Well, it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, the light I never know. It ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, I'm on the dark side of the road. And I wish there was something you could do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway, but don't think twice, it's all right. Well, it ain't no use in calling out my name, girl, like you've never done before. It ain't no use in calling out my name, girl. Well, I can't hear you anymore. And I'm thinking and wondering, walking down the road, I once loved a woman, a child I'm told. I give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, well, I can't tell. Goodbye's too good a word, babe, so I'll just say farewell. And I ain't saying you treated me unkind, you could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right. Don't think twice, it's all right. Don't think twice, it's all right. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Come on.
Yeah!
Thanks a lot, thank you.
Live music in the Talk Radio studio on a Friday. That is Henry. Henry, where should we wish to track you down musically on the internet?
So, yes.
Where would we find you?
www.henryfacey.com.
How are you spelling Facey?
F-A-C-E-Y.
Easy. And there you'll find him. And so gigging tonight, as you said?
Yep, Roast Restaurant.
Roast Restaurant, yeah. In Borough Market.
Borough Market, yeah. Yeah. From 7:30 to 7 till 10:30.
Okay. And other future stuff coming up? I mean, how often do you gig every week, presumably?
Yes, I've got a few gigs every week, yeah. Plus combining that with busking. That's where...
Yeah.
Con saw me.
Yes.
And basically just doing that for now. Trying to get some new material together, like the song Shackles I was playing earlier. I'm trying to get a new EP recorded.
Yep.
Saving a bit of money, getting that done.
How much does it cost to record an EP now? Because obviously now you sort of, you know, the way you can just record music at home and all that kind of stuff. I mean, so the cost, it's not what it used to be, presumably.
No, well, the first EP called Entropy that is online on the website, available, it was all home recorded. I did it at home because I sound engineering, you can do, you know, a minimum amount of work on your own stuff and make it sound decent these days.
Yeah.
So it's fine. But the, if you really want a professional result, it'll be something like, if you're solo on your own, it'll be probably something like 80 to 100 quid a day, maybe.
Okay.
But obviously,
and how many tracks would you manage to do in a day if you went to do a studio?
Well, it depends how prepared you are. But if you're really well prepared, you can easily get 4 to 5 songs done, at least just recorded.
Yeah.
Obviously, then you have to have the mix and the mastering done. Which can be quite long. But 4 to 5 songs done in one. If you from beginning to end, of course, just from morning to the evening. Yeah, you can get like an EP, a proper EP, laid down, and then. And then the rest is just.
Right. But you'd recommend, in terms of if you want to get, if someone's listening to this thinking, well, like, you know, I want to break into this.
Yeah.
So you think it's a good move? Is busking by day, almost gigging by night.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like with the current state of kind of the music industry, that's kind of like the best way of doing things these days. Obviously, if you want to make it, it may never happen. I don't want to discourage anyone. But it's just that busking and gigging is a very good way of making a living out of music these days. And you know. I'm proof that you can do it because I'm actually making a living out of just music for now.
Yeah, not this afternoon though, because we've dragged you in here away from your
basically
core,
I'm losing money.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Well, sorry, we'll bless you with coin.
No. I really don't need
it's absolutely traditional that we throw some coins at you.
Oh, okay.
The end of it, as we do with all buskers. Am I right?
Yeah.
All right.
Just go on.
Oh, I'm going to need
that.
There we go.
I'll take it. All over my face.
I mean, literally. That's not that kind of show. It's literally nothing. But thank you, Henry. Thank you so much for coming in.
No worries. I didn't see that.
That's all I had in my pocket. So Cass will give you some. She's got loads of money out there. She's a producer. She gets the big bucks. Right. That's Henry Facey. You'll find him on the internet under that. Henry Facey.
www.henryfacey.com.
Thanks very much. Right. Cass is through the glass. Ask podcast is through the glass. Just said to me the weirdest sentence ever during Henry's performance there. She said, I'm just leaving here. I'm leaving the room. And I went, yeah, right. She went, because I'm just going to give Yasmin Khan a back rub. And I mean, out of context, that is a weird scenario. So let's find out why, as Yasmin Khan, off of Drive Time on a Friday, needed a back rub from a northern goth idiot. Hi, Yasmin.
Hello.
Hi there. What's going on?
I haven't been very well.
Oh.
I know.
And you thought Cass touching you would make you feel better?
Yeah, but usually does.
Right. Interesting.
She's very handy with the, what do you call
enough,
it?
Enough. too much information.
Muscle rub, whatever it's called.
Is she?
Yes.
Cass, would you give my muscle? No. fine.
Yes, I wasn't very well.
I'm really sorry to hear it. Are you feeling better?
I mean, I've got two separate, unconnected things. I've done something to my soul.
Your soul?
Shoulder. Oh, dear.
Shoulder.
Yes. Have you been taking some sort of...
I did have a little bit of surgery earlier this week.
Oh.
There was a question.
Are you on painkillers?
No. Yes.
Oh, this is going to be fun. I'm tuning in. This is getting sort of...
If you take your painkillers and something fizzy, is that bad?
Oh, this is going to be excellent.
Anyway, I've done something to my shoulder.
Yes. Oh, dear.
But that's separate. I had a little bit of surgery, but I'm fine now.
Are you?
Yes.
You sure?
No.
This is going to be amazing.
But Cass is dead good at, you know, because it's my shoulder and I can't get to it.
No, is she going to be doing it throughout the whole show?
She did say, sort of... at the moment, we've got one slot where the guest has dropped, so we think we might just do an 8-minute massage for me.
This is superb. Right, so...
do you want to stay till 7?
Yes, I do. This is going to be excellent. We can just form a long line and just come in and rub you.
I wouldn't actually mind
no,
today,
fair
to
enough.
Be fair.
So,
not the breakfast show.
What's coming? What's coming up on the Yasmin Khan live high in the afternoon show?
No, I'm fine. I'm okay. Fine. We will get the latest from Dallas. Yep. Obviously, that's the biggest story of the day. So we're going to get the latest from that. We will cross live over to Texas to find out the latest on that. But we've got also quite a lot of consumer-y stories today. Why don't we care about privacy on our smartphones? Because we just use them willy-nilly without really thinking about it, as opposed to our laptops.
Right.
And there are options to buy things for smartphones and indeed smartphones that are more private than average, and the sales have not been really very high. So why are we not bothered about that? Also, now I know you all care. Pets and homeopathy. We'll be talking about that.
Yes.
And also...
Literally, though, we can sum that up by going, homeopathy is nonsense.
Phone in. What if you've used homeopathy on yourself or your pet? I do actually want to get people's views
on
that.
Hang on, but homeopathy, right, so homeopathy, I'll start you off here. So homeopathy, right, is if you use it, it doesn't work for a start at all.
Right.
But if, it might have an effect on it. Oh, no, it doesn't. Have an effect on a human because of a placebo effect.
Yeah.
But animals.
So that's fine too.
That's all right. That's why we sort of allow it to happen. But there's no science behind it. But animals, of course, have no knowledge of a placebo effect and can't possibly. So then it's actually a waste of time and money.
But some owners and some vets would say, but it worked. So then if they don't know it's placebo, how did it work?
Yeah, but they're idiots.
Uh-oh. 0844 499 1000, please. If you've used homeopathy for yourself or your pet, I would love to know, did it work?
You're an idiot.
And also, Spice Girls are getting back together, sort of, kind of a bit.
Idiots.
Three of them. When can I take painkillers?
Aren't they called? What are they called now?
Gem.
Why have they gone that way? Jerry, Emma, and
Mel.
Yeah. Why have they gone that way round?
Because the other two don't want to know.
They could have had Meg.
Meg.
If someone
Mystic
called
Meg.
If Shania Twain joined them,
it could be called Smeg.
Lovely. That's after
a fridge.
Fridges, yeah.
If
the
you want to be my.
Yasmin Khan, high on life, joins you next for Talk Radio. Drive time on a Friday. We'll be back Monday, 1 till 4. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.